Want to participate in a Don and Mike Show contest? How about this? You or a member of your household can only win once for 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations for each contest. For complete contest rules, send a self-addressed stamped envelope to the mighty WJFK, P.O. Box 3649, Washington, D.C., 20007. Thank you, and God bless.
Don and Mike, there'll be no mollycoddling.
Will you see if your mom can give my resume to Dennis Phillips? Because if I could get in a Broadway show, then I would have done it all. Film, television, and theater. The only thing left to be radio. That's just for ugly people.
Good afternoon. Your question, you're on with Professor Beverly. Your question, please.
Yes, I have to say that living in New York for... Let me turn this down. Hold on a second. I'm sorry.
Okay, fine. It's 43 minutes after the hour. We have another 7 minutes and then we're out of here. Are you back?
Yes, I'm yes. A lifelong New York City resident. As far as being poor or feeling poor, I have to say that one thing that has made me feel poorer, probably since about last year sometime, is the fact that something has been ripped away from New York City, which I think should be brought back immediately, and that, of course, is the Don and Mike Show.
Oh, come on. Okay, thank you very much, Professor Andrew. And I'd like to thank you, including, by the way, our new callers. And that includes the Belcher. Very funny. Ha, 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 ha.
Stay tuned for your shot at Big Bucks. Secret Sound, only on the Don and Mike Show.
This episode deals with the inappropriateness of racial invectives and contains coarse racial slurs. Viewer discretion is advised.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
Hey, kids, could I talk to you for about 30 seconds? This is Elvis Presley. I ask you to listen. Now, here's a song.
And yes, the rumors are true. They smoke, they drink, they use bad language in mixed company. They're extremely rich and they can flash more bling than most posses in this room. Rock stars they are, and God bless them for that.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
I'll drink to that.
You honor me by giving me gas.
Listen, this is an emergency, and it can affect every one of us. That's all I can tell you right now. But we're trying to get things under control. In order to do that, we have to clear this area immediately. So please go home and stay there. We'll keep in touch with you through your radio station.
Is anyone listening?
I'm talking with Dennis Wilburn about your renegotiation this morning.
Paul. Jerry Rice. Andre Reed. Chris Carter. I smoke all these fools. Yet they are making the big sweet dollar. They are making the quality. Your fault. Shut up!
Let's go to Chuck in Gainesville, Virginia. Chuck, what say you?
Hey, Bill, how you doing?
Good.
For you. I just have a whole issue with this Jessica situation where people need to get to the point, get to the facts, and start questioning the right people, which is her. And I think you make a very good and valid point. And what's going on in Bush's mind, I don't think any of us are going to completely know. The two people who really know what's going on with Bush would be Don and Mike. A lot of Bush.
Don and Mike, right? I'm delirious here. Our affiliate in Washington, D.C., WJFK. How can I forget that? Don and Mike are the afternoon guys. You know, I'm going to sleep with Trixie tonight. I'm sorry I raped that lady. I wouldn't play with Beaver. You go right ahead and make out in front of my 3-year-old daughter. Go right ahead and do that. Have a happy abortion for Christmas.
Oh.
I'm over here now.
Quick plug, Ola. I'm Mike LaFontaine, owner and founder of High Class Management. Whoops! Comics Constant Companion. Let's start right out. Hey, what happened? As you know, back in 1970, I started on a series called What Happened? And every time something would go wrong, I would look at the camera and say, hey, what happened? We had a lot of fun with that and a lot of other catchphrases. I got a real red wagon. And I can't do my work. And I believe I was the first one to use the phrase, I don't think so. But it only lasted a year. And that's good because that's how you establish a cult.
So find Sabian.
You find this amusing, Peter.
Now get me Sabian!
I've had it up to here with the likes of you people.
Tell them Sabian's not here in 20 minutes. You die.
Well, thank you, but that information is absolutely useless.
I don't want to talk to anyone else but Sabian.
Percodan is addictive.
I'm in London doing Royal Khmer performance. And I have a bookie who takes my bets for horse races in London. And I told him my problem, that England doesn't have what I need, and I'm running out. He said, it's okay, I'll get a bloke for you. Okay. He tells me that if I go to Green's Delicatessen in Soho at midnight after my show, a man will come over to me and bring me 10 Percodan. He said, just bring cash. I said, fine. He brought me 10. I gave him $1,000. I had the 10 Percodan that only took me through three quarters of the next day. That's how bad it was. So I'm getting in terrible trouble now because the Percodan is not even working.
Hi, Don and Mike.
Hi, welcome to our show.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Lord, you don't know could fill a book.
It's the Don and Mike show, and they'll say what they wish.
Where else would you rather be than right here, right now?
Oh, no. They're out there.
No.
And they're U-boats. Get ready for the big Memorial Day weekend. There's the guys causing all the traffic jams.
Those rat bastards.
Based on a true story, he was a neo-Nazi with one true enemy. Himself, a man of faith, a man of hate, and a soul torn apart. Viewer discretion advised.
Is anyone listening? Rob's beware.
Hey, that's not on my boat. That's
Is anyone
boat.
Listening?
And good afternoon, Mr. and Mrs. Photo Session, and all the ships at sea. America's favorite snowballers, Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Yeah. Thank you, Robbie. Hi, thank you for listening, everybody. Don and Mike Show, a new episode on this Get Away Friday.
Hey, what happened?
Metallica 23rd.
Right.
And here's your phone number from anywhere in the United States. 877-365-3636. Canada.
Yay!
Oh, you can't even hear Rob booing because he's got a bad cold, but yeah. He's booing back. I smell it. 800-636-1067 in D.C. 202-432. 1067.
Hi, Don and Mike. Buzz Burbank here.
Hi, Buzz.
Is anyone listening?
I don't know.
Hey, what happened?
All I know is that, ladies and gentlemen, the show's on the air.
Someone called for a doctor?
Wow. There you go. Hi.
Nice.
I get tired of hearing that, Fred Willard. I don't know why.
Hey, what happened?
You'll get sick of it.
I will.
Like everything on the
you
show.
You get sick of everything eventually.
We find something we like, and we run it into the ground.
Is anyone listening?
Nothing on this show has a long shelf life.
True.
Everything has got, like, the expiration date.
He's on the list of guys that I would love to spend 20 minutes with in the studio. I would love to have him visit sometime.
You'd like, your dream guest is Fred Willard, and mine is...
This is Sabian here.
That's who I'd like to have on the show as a guest.
Tim Sabian, not Kevin Spacey.
No, right. No, Kevin Spacey, of course.
Right. Right.
But yeah, Tim Sabian.
Hey, what happened?
So that's Fred Willard.
Is anyone listening?
That's Hitler. And I'm waiting for the Sabian tape to read. There you go. There's the, what happened? Hey, what happened?
Hey, what happened?
What happened? I pressed the button.
Shut up!
No, wrong one.
Yes, for Sabian.
There you go. Okay.
There's a guy, the late McLean Stevenson, used to be on MASH, played...
used to be on our show all the time.
And I think Fred Willard would have the same effect on us, I believe. That's just a prediction.
Actually, McLean Stevenson was... Really, and even more so than Dick Van Patten,
yeah,
a true showbiz. If you ever watch MASH, the guy who was on before Harry Morgan,
what a great guy!
He was really our friend,
and a naturally funny guy, and we had some great times with him.
We had him on the show, and then he came back another time, and then one time he said, "You know what? The three of us, we should all go to Jamaica together."
And
or the Bahamas, wherever it was.
It was, I think, the Bahamas, and they arranged, he worked for, at the time, this obscure airline that's now out of business, And we all went down to the broadcast.
On his dime.
And
wow.
Went down there and had a fantastic time.
But like
there.
Everything, somehow, before he died, we ended up effing that up and he was not talking to us.
Yeah, we effed it up by bringing up his son.
It was Jeff McGregor, the host of the new dating game.
Yeah.
Right. We had him on.
We had a reunion one day at one of those surprise, like, Maury Povich reunions. Hey, McClain Stevens, and guess what? It's your son on the phone.
Yeah, and he, it was a weird thing.
He didn't dig it.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, it's like that with all of them, whether it's McClain, Stevenson, or Leah Remini.
Mm-hmm.
We're friends with them for a while. And
we need a new one.
It's got to be our fault.
It's time.
I mean, I think we accept responsibility for the fact that these relationships that we have, they crumble.
Well, we do two things. We push them away, or we fuse onto them, and we abuse the friendship because we want to see so much of them.
Yeah.
And usually a combination of both.
Yeah, and eventually it just... Well, in the case of McClain Stevenson, he died, and that's too bad. Dick Van Patten has hung in throughout the years.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I believe either he's dead or we've burned the bridge with Al Molinaro from TV's Happy Days.
One doesn't disturb me that much.
He used to be our go-to.
Yeah.
I mean, if we were really, really desperate for anybody that was remotely famous,
right.
Al Molinaro used to be the man.
Don't you think we need a new show business friend now?
Yeah, of course we do.
We need a brand new one. We need a new shiny show business friend.
Well, waiting in the wings, and he's dying to be on the show is Mike O'Malley. Always, he really, you know, from yesteryear,
he's funny.
He like seriously wants to be our radio buddy.
Well, he's a nice guy too.
Yeah, I know. And the fact that he wants to be our radio buddy is the thing that at least has shied me away from it. That he wants. Now, I've been told he's heard the show. He grew up in this area.
Right.
So he's heard the show, and he likes our show, but also he would like the free publicity for his TV show yesteryear.
Sure. You know, I just don't think that one counts.
I don't know.
You're missing one of our go-to stars of yesteryear.
Who?
The fabulous Rip Taylor.
Rip Taylor.
He's still there, though.
Mm-hmm. And he's happening.
He's still there. Well, he was in Jackass.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he was.
Jackass.
So he is still
for about the same amount of time David Letterman showed that new car the other night.
But he is still... But Rip Taylor is as timely as today's headline.
He'll still return my call, but he's weird.
I like the fact that we don't have a lot of celebrity guests on the show. First and foremost, they won't come on the show.
Right.
That they've all heard stuff, like the Patricia Heaton stuff.
Ooh.
has trickled through the various publicists, and a lot of them won't come on the show now because Patty Heaton badmouthed us.
Wow.
But there are still some, the guy Patton Oswalt, he doesn't count because he's not really... A star.
He has the potential to be a star, but he is right now a bit player on a sitcom. He is one of the best stand up comedians I've ever seen.
He's a guy. And I was told not to discuss this, but I will very briefly with you. Long story short, I'll give you the backstory first, and then we'll get to why I'm bringing this up. Patton Oswalt is a guy who is on the Leah Remini show,
right?
And he's coming into town, and he's coming into town to do like something at the Improv, but he's coming in a day early,
mm-hmm.
unheard of for a stand-up comedian, because he wants to come in and do the show with
us. Really nice.
And I just thought of another bridge we haven't burned, Kevin Pollak.
Yeah, but that's been too... We ought to get him on the show, because he's fantastic when he comes on.
But he's been on like four or five times, mm-hmm. and we've not pissed him off, and we have not pushed him, so he would still be not a friend... But not an enemy. He's in that.
And he's a guy that works all the time. You see him in feature films all the time.
He's in the gray area, the Beatrice Arthur area. So anyway, this guy Patton Oswalt, he calls up a couple of weeks ago. He says, "Hey, I'm coming to D.C. and I'm going to come in a day early.
Wow!
Because I want to hang out and like do the whole show with you guys." We went, bonus, bring him on. Well, as it turns out, and I hope that this is not true. Boy, they're going to be mad at me. I can't talk about this because I promised I wouldn't. There's a chance we won't be on next Thursday.
Yeah, you're not supposed to talk about it?
Well, Michael asked me not to talk about it on the air. Because they're trying to work it out.
Yeah.
But what the hell? What the hell? It won't be the first executive I've lied to. And he certainly would not be the first executive who has lied to me. And I don't think that he's lied to me. But listen, it's horse ass. And I just have to tell you guys, and get it off my chest, then I'll be fine with it. Infinity's doing this thing with Donald Rumsfeld. Another one of these infomercials with Donald Rumsfeld. And Infinity Broadcasting owns, in Washington, D.C. alone, I think, six radio stations. And they're going to do this show, the Donald Rumsfeld show. And, of course, they want to do it smack dab in the middle of afternoon drive. And even though they own all these other POS radio stations that have, like, zero ratings.
Right.
The station that they've decided to put the show on, because they can't clear it on a news station, Infinity doesn't own a news station in our market, so they're going to put the show on here on a Thursday, which is an important ratings day, in the middle of the spring ratings sweep, which is our most important ratings of the year.
Yeah, they're two big ones, spring and fall, but the spring is more important than the fall, so that makes this time, and especially on Thursday, the most important time.
And you might remember that we bent over last year, and took one for the man last year when they said that it was very important to have this community roundtable with Donald Rumsfeld, and it's hosted by one of the old cadavers from 60 Minutes, and that, you know, it was good for the country. And, oh, yes, incidentally, Don and Mike, even though it's only a one-hour special, please don't come into work at all that day, because we're very afraid of what you might say either before or after this information program airs.
Well, that's all of it.
That's it. And anyway, I don't.
Are we in trouble now?
Well, I'll take the bullet for it. I don't care.
Well, I'm right there with you.
It's on. It's top of mind.
Yeah.
You know, we get our balls busted enough for taking a vacation day or like a travel day to Iceland, but Jesus, I get mad about this. It's like next Thursday. Plus, we got a guest coming, and we never have guests. We got a guy who's flying from Los Angeles to come here a day early.
Right.
Now, what are we going to say to our friend?
Oh.
You know, we're going to say, listen, Spence, that's his name on the Leah show. Spence, don't bother. I know you've already bought your ticket to come out a day early, but don't come because the company's taking us off for a day
right. So
that they can run a one-hour infomercial with Donald Rumsfeld, and they don't trust us to be on either before or after the show because people from the government will be listening. And you know, don't the people from the government already know that this is the fart joke station? Don't they know
that? I would think that they would. I mean, that's, you know.
This is the sex fart station.
Pretty well known. Well, the thing about people in the government and people inside the Beltway, they lie about that.
Yeah.
You know, if you say, and we've been on for, you know, almost two decades, and you say to people inside the Beltway, the insiders at any kind of social function, you know, do you listen? Really? Where is that on the dial? Oh, come on.
Yeah, they know.
I mean, they all are. Mm-hmm. They're aware of it, and most of them are closet listeners.
You have to give it the proper inside the Beltway spin, Mike. You've been broadcasting over three decades.
Yes, over three decades. Right.
So anyway, I'm pissed about this.
Have to lie a little bit.
And I've gotten, you know, the emails and the phone calls, and they're saying, hey, we're trying to work on this. Don't get yourself all upset about it. But I know it's going to happen. So I'd rather just tell you guys now so you guys can be pissed off just like we're pissed off. And if Thursday comes and they end up finding another Infinity POS station to run it on, well, then we've won the battle.
Well, then, hey.
And, you know, I said, what about WARW? Now, that's a station that plays a box of Fleetwood Mac records.
Mm-hmm.
Said, no, can't do that. What about WHFS? That's a station that plays a box of Metallica records. No, we can't do that.
Well, they want the reach, right? Is that what they want? Is that the reason they're
I don't know.
They're doing it?
I think that it really might...
They want the audience?
I think it's some sort of a plot, like I always think...
To piss you off.
No, to derail our show.
Right.
That we're on a roll now. We've had, at least in my opinion, we've had real good shows the last couple of months.
Our ratings, filled with great energy and great wit.
our energy is all pointed towards making the best possible show. We're ramping it up. The ratings are going through the goddamn roof. Yep. We're the only thing they got right now that's really on fire. So, of course, what's the one shift, the one show that you would F with strictly for vanity? Strictly because you've got a show with Donald Rumsfeld, who's an important guy, and you don't want to embarrass Infinity Broadcasting by saying, we want you to do the show on Infinity stations throughout America, but, oh, we don't have a station in Washington that's going to be airing the show.
Yeah, these are decisions that are out of our hands.
Well, I told them I'm going to appeal to the highest power, that I'll make the phone call to Melville. To just, and you know, if I make the phone call to Melville and he says shut up, well then,
hey,
that's it, then we've lost the battle. But I want you to know now that there are stations, for instance, this station, WHFS, which is a low-rated alternative rock station that's also owned by our company.
Right.
In the monthly ratings that just came out for, what month was it, Robbie? April?
Yeah.
We had a 5.9, which was good for number two overall. I'm not talking about any demographic.
Right.
We had a 5.9 share, 12-plus, all listeners, number two in the market. WHFS had, for the month of April, a 0.6. Now, if you got to bury the show with Rumsfeld on some station, why don't you bury it on that station?
Mm-hmm.
Why would you bury it on the station?
That's the point I'm making with you. Maybe they're not selling it like that. Maybe they're not selling it as burying it.
No.
Maybe they're selling it on putting it on their highest rated.
No, it has nothing to do with it. The fact is that
it's you.
No. It's not me. It really, it's not. It's the fact that we're a talk station.
Okay.
And that's how...
Even though it's fart talk?
Yeah, even though... trust me, all these dumb radio executives, these pinheads, they're all the same. They really are all the same. That they look on a piece of paper and they go, oh, let me see. Well, they're album rock and they're classic rock and they're urban. Well, no. Well, 106.7, that's news talk. Let's put it on 106.7. That's news talk.
Right.
Well, no, this is not news talk. This is garbage radio, and everybody knows it. And I'm proud of the fact that we do garbage radio.
It's quality garbage radio.
Great garbage.
Yeah, right. It's good garbage, but it's garbage radio.
It's fantastic garbage.
And we did this last year, and in retrospect, it was a huge mistake, I believe, to take a day off during an important ratings sweep so that they can run this show, this public affairs show.
Mm-hmm. You would think after we did that, we were counting on being invited to the White House to sit down and break bread with the powers that be, the power brokers.
They're going to be mad at me now, but too bad. I'd rather just say it and get it out there, and now you know what's happening, and now, what are they going to do, fire me? They're not going to fire me. They're going to be mad at me.
You said it, but you're not going to be able to forget it.
No S. Not since last night. I got the call last night about 9, and it's been top of mind since last night. I'm like, Jesus Christ. God damn. Put it on the AM station. Put it on the gospel station.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know this company owns a gospel station?
I did not know that.
Yeah, they do.
Huh.
1580. Put it on 1580.
Okay.
For goodness
sake. That'll happen.
Well, why would you F with the
you
only...
You know, what I'm doing is I'm just making you go on and on about this, and maybe that's not... You've gotten it off your chest, so I don't want to see you get in trouble.
But no, listen, I'm already there. I'm already in the...
I didn't have the conversation, so...
Already in the deep end of the trouble pool, and I'm fine with that. And
in all the years we've worked together, when you're in there, I'm in there, too.
Yeah.
And you know what? So don't... Don't swim alone in that deep end of the pool. I mean, I agree with you on this. And
I know you're there.
I thought when we did it once, I really believed what took the sting away is that it was a one-shot deal. That's what I thought.
And also the last time, I believe there was at least some kind of
urgency
9/11 right. thing happening. I mean, now we're at orange, but we go between orange and yellow all the time now. Not to belittle the system, but we're at orange, so we're at heightened alert.
Right.
Well, I'm sorry, but we're in the middle of a sweeps, and I would ask the
we're same... We're at heightened alert for crappy weather.
I'd ask the same people who made this decision, because it's all relative, but would you ever consider taking CSI off Thursday night at 9 o'clock to run a public affairs show?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
No. And I'm not implying that we are... As hugely popular as CSI.
Yes, we are.
But in the little snow globe that is this radio station and this radio community we work in, maybe we're not CSI, but we're at least Everybody Loves Raymond.
In a snow globe, the world goes round and round.
So anyway.
I was looking for the music, the CSI music.
Oh, sorry. We got to, again, because we have the antiquated equipment, we don't have the modern stuff where we can just... punch up a computer screen and get it. But that's another bid session for another. You want to do that again, Mike? Go
well,
ahead.
After all your talk about this snow globe, I think the flakes are beginning to fall.
So anyway, that's it. And now I got it off my chest. Right. So you know how I feel.
No, if Horatio and Gil show up, you're in trouble.
Okay. So
there was no boating accident.
So that's it. Okay? I said it there. Oops, I did it again.
You said it, now you forget it.
What happened?
I don't think so.
What happened? I just talked about it. You know, I didn't read any of the memos or anything. I just talked about it.
Where's my rib wagon?
It sucks. It just sucks. So, hi, welcome to the show, everybody.
Good afternoon.
How are you?
Good afternoon.
Hi. How are you, gentle person? As we head into the big 3-day, this would not be 24 hours, this would not be 48 hours, this would be 72 hours of nonstop.
I would like to, on behalf of the radio station and all of us here, welcome all the bikers that are coming into town for Rolling Thunder. I think that's just about the coolest thing that we have in Washington, D.C., where you get all these bikers, thousands, tens of thousands of them, and I feel bad for them because it's raining.
Well,
and a lot of them are miserable, but you know, they look miserable, but it's just very cool.
But they're bikers, and the bad weather is something they deal with.
It is so goddamn American. It really is. You see the Harleys coming in with the American flags and the POW MIA flags. Yep. I felt like such a jerk because that's the kind of thing that gets me patriotic, and I had to resist the urge, just like a total nerd boy, to beep the horn on my car and just give them a thumbs up because it's just very, it's very American.
Nothing wrong with that.
You know, it's just very American. You got all these motorcycles, you got these American flags. And it's really, I think it's a great show of civilian power, and I love it, and I don't know if you've ever gotten a chance to see the real deal where they, you know, where they come up the strip, but
I can't be bothered with that.
You kill me.
Frank, those people scare me. I'm happy for them. I bought a motorcycle.
Yeah.
Like 8 years ago, and then my.
Wait a minute! You never bought it.
Yes, I did.
You never bought a motorcycle?
Yes, I did. I went down and I put down the down payment.
You never took delivery on it?
No, because my wife wouldn't let me.
That's right. I'm moving in that direction. I still got the bug. I really, really have the bug.
That was the straw that broke her back. She said, "You can do just about anything." I mean, and she didn't mean literally, because I said, "Well, really?
Yeah.
I can do anything?"
She said,
"No, you can't do anything, but I'll tell you one thing you can't do. You're such a klutz. You cannot, if you want to stay married to me,
right.
You cannot buy a motorcycle."
It's just so cool.
You cannot buy a motorcycle.
So much fun. One of these days, I'm going to participate in that. I think it's very cool. And, of course, I'll cause a terrible wreck.
Well, and then we'll have a great tribute show to you.
Twisted metal and, but I don't think it'll, you know, I'll just have many broken bones. I think I'll make it. I'll survive.
So I'm glad I got that off my chest to think about next Thursday. So now you know that, you know, you want us to be here Thursday and we want to be here Thursday and move it to another station.
Right.
Just let somebody else worry about the United States of America. Because we just care about the people who are in their cars every day.
We do.
Driving home.
And their motorcycles.
And those same people today who, Jesus Christ. I know it's Memorial Day weekend, but before it was Mother's Day weekend, and before it was just a weekend, for whatever reason, the traffic now starts at noon on Friday.
Have I mentioned, you know, I was all patriotic talking about the motorcycles and how cool that is. Have I also mentioned on the other side of things that I hate it here? That I hate it here. I hate living here now. All it does is rain. All we have is traffic and houses and granite countertops, and it sucks.
Well, now, let me just say, granite countertops are very nice.
Everybody has one.
I know.
Washington, D.C. and the suburbs, everybody has one.
They're cool.
Everybody has 12 cars.
They're cool. Well, how many do you have, Mike?
I have three.
Okay.
But I'm paring it down to two.
The traffic thing is not limited, and the weather is not limited just to the D.C. Metro.
Right.
The entire East Coast is having this bad weather, and it's almost gleeful. It makes you want to shoot out your TV like Elvis when you turn the weathercast on, and the weatherman says, "Hey, now, it's not my fault, but let's look at your 5-day holiday forecast."
Have you gotten hip to the fact that they are afraid of it? That they're afraid of the forecast now. They don't want to talk about it. They don't want to talk about the rain anymore because they're getting all that negative energy from people.
Well, I saw, you know, I always just cut to the chase and wait for the BS and the maps and the highs and the lows. And I just wait until you get the chart that has the 5 or 7 days or 4 days, depending on what station you're watching. You know, and if you're watching a Channel 4 anywhere,
you really get gypped because you only get 4 days of weather.
Yeah.
And if, right. if you're watching Channel 5, you get the five-day forecast. Mm-hmm. If you watch 7, you get the 7-day. Right. So I said, man, if I'm going to turn on 13, I'm going to get 2 weeks of weather, but they always just do 3 days.
And if you listen to the crappy news station in town, you don't get any information at all.
And that's universal. Listen, that's something. The news talk format, or strictly news,
and in this town, they're all, you know, they're all doing the stories about Memorial Day, even though, you know, it's horrible weather and, yes. and people aren't going to be doing anything.
News stations around the country, you can get in your car, and I do this because when we travel, I listen to radio wherever we go, and you'll find that, you know, for a while in Top 40 radio, when I worked in Top 40 radio, you would go from one city to another, and you go, hey, that station sounds just like the station that I work at, and they have the same jingles and the same imaging. Well, so do all these news stations.
Yep, they sure
I mean, like, for instance, in Philadelphia, KYW, mm-hmm. you listen to that station, and they've got that traffic and weather together on the 8th, and that sound effect, that...
Same thing.
You might hear that and go, why, that's catchy, that's innovative. No. That's something that every news station...
They all do it.
And yeah. America has
it. Right. And they're not capable of any original thinking whatsoever.
They've all coined the phrase, weather and traffic and weather together, mm-hmm. and they either do it on the 7s, the 8s, or the 9s.
Right.
And I like it when they run a promo, for instance here on the news station, they do it on the 8s, mm-hmm. and... I guess they're worried that people are stupid when they say weather and traffic on the 8s. Because every once in a while they'll run a promo that goes, we give you weather and traffic on the 8s. That means every hour at 8 after, 18 after, 28 after, 38 after, 48 after, and 58 after.
For you morons that didn't understand traffic and weather on the 8s.
Anyway.
But hey, I was listening. Yeah, it made me want to barf. It's such a bad... It's like... You take local TV, which I hate anyway, yeah. and you put local news radio, and it's like the worst kind of radio. Well, here's what you but I got money for that barbecue.
Oh, hi.
Hi, we're in bad moods.
No, not, well, except for this Rumsfeld thing, I'm really not, because I'm ready for the bad weather weekend. I'm mentally prepared for it. I am. Don't look at me like that.
I'm in a bad mood.
Okay.
I'm in a bad mood about the weather. Like, I'm in a bad mood because, you know, Colette's going to see Anita Baker and it's going to be rained out. I mean, it's just everybody's ragged out. Everybody's got outdoor things to do.
Yep.
And, you know, it's just, it sucks.
That's why you've got TV. There's always a happy side to it.
I don't cuddle up to it quite as much as you do.
Oh, I do. God damn, I do. Two arena football games this weekend.
I will tell you, what you cuddle up to is far more healthy than what I cuddle up to.
NFL Europe game on this weekend.
All right.
Watch that Broad play golf this weekend.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Got some NBA this weekend.
I want to check on NCI. She's supposed to tee off at about 2:45
right.
today.
Mm-hmm. Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello?
Don and Mike.
Yeah, hi, howdy.
Hey, you guys are the radio gods, right?
Well, so, that's a slogan, sir. Don't take it literally. We're not like Bruce Almighty.
No, it's the truth. Why don't we just have all the listeners boycott the station next Thursday afternoon?
Oh, boy.
And we'll teach those SOBs.
Help her.
Let me just tell you something. First off, we don't know for sure. The only reason I brought it up now is so that I'm going to get yelled at, and they're going to say, now look what you've done. You know, you've opened the can of worms now, and now we're going to have to deal with it. And I only bring it up because it's the only way that I know to get things done.
Mm-hmm.
That every time we try to handle something behind the scenes, it always gets mucked up until we do it on the air.
I know.
Then as soon as we do it on the air, somebody notices.
Mm-hmm.
And either I'll be told, probably during the first commercial break, I'll either be told, shut up, we're doing it, or we're going to find a way around it.
We approach our dealings with management, and have for quite some time, much in the same way Glenn Close dealt with Michael Jackson, not Michael Jackson, Michael Douglas, in Fatal Attraction. We do the same thing.
Yes, we go to the
way we do it. You know, it's the only way you get noticed.
We go to the executives' homes. We find, it doesn't have to be a rabbit.
Could be any small pet.
Whatever the family pet is, and we put it in a pot of boiling water and leave it on the stove.
It was tough when that one person had the collie.
I'd wait for their children to come.
Had to use like four pots.
Daddy, Daddy.
One for each foot.
Daddy. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hello.
Hey.
You got me?
Yeah, you're on the air. Hi.
All right. About this Donald Rumsfeld thing. You know what I think? I think they didn't want you to say nothing, so
you know, because you're killing it with the ratings and all, and they just didn't want anybody to know, so they turned on the station on accident on Thursday, and there's Donald Rumsfeld.
I think that might be partly true. What you're saying is they want to put it on a station that gets ratings. I think that's what they're offering up.
Well, it's, you know, they didn't want you to say anything.
Listen, it's too bad. I'm tired of hearing this from people in this company. Your show is an embarrassment of riches. They've really said that.
Yeah,
like,
sure.
We are penalized because we do good.
Mm-hmm.
Because we get good ratings and we get a very high amount of money for commercials on this show.
Yep.
They somehow, rather than pat you on the back, somehow you get treated like S. Meanwhile, you've got the guys at these other stations that are absolutely, these are titanic radio stations.
Yeah.
I mean, these stations are slamming into the iceberg, yet these guys are like getting gold stars pasted on their foreheads.
And they suck.
Right? It just don't make sense. It just don't. But we'll find out.
Mm-hmm.
We'll find out very soon. Now on today's show, and from Rob Spiewak. I love you, Rob.
Love you too, John.
Rob said that perhaps we could go to Alan's house and torture his pet dollar bill. You're too funny.
There you go.
You are too funny, Rob. Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello?
Yeah, Don and Mike.
Howdy.
Hey. Yeah, this is Jay calling from Sacramento, man. I was wanted to let Mike know we're going to be in the mid-80s this weekend, so... He's invited to my barbecue today. I mean, out on...
Beautiful weather in Sacramento,
yeah,
Mike.
Yeah, nice and 85, 86 degrees, that's so nice. You want to take the red eye out.
You don't sound like you're originally from Sacramento.
No, I'm originally from Texas.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You sounded
so
like
you,
a Texan.
You could discern that, Mike?
Yes, I detected a slight accent.
Gotcha.
What are you going to do?
Hey, you invited to my barbecue, man, all weekend long. You know, nice 80-degree weather out in Sacramento.
Yes, we got that the first time you said it.
Sounds
what
good.
Are you fixing to rustle up for grub?
We're going to be Podna. Fixing a little bit of swine, a little bit of, you know, maybe a little filet mignon. You know,
I don't dig on swine.
Got to have a bratwurst.
No, pigs eat and root in S.
Are you going to have it?
Yeah, but they taste pretty good once you process them.
Yeah, bacon tastes good. Pork chops taste good.
All the MSG and all that good stuff,
yeah.
There, you know?
Are you
going to
be serving pig meat? I'm sorry. I know that's something Buzz has during the news today.
Yeah. Really?
What of Buzz's story during the news is about? A problem. A problem over on the other continent with people eating pig meat.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my God.
Listen, on today's show. See, Buzz, there you go. There's a plug for the news.
It's like a little promo.
Something to look forward to. On today's show. There's our Ocean's 11 Las Vegas music. What would you do for a trip to Las Vegas? 2 nights and 3 days, Las Vegas with the Hooters girls. You get to go to the party for the 20th anniversary Hooters Girls Swimsuit Pageant with the most beautiful girls, the 100 most beautiful Hooters girls in the world.
Oh, man.
July 8 and 9 at the Paris Resort and Casino in beautiful Las Vegas. Courtesy of U.S. Air and Liberty Travel, 800-269-8079 to get the best vacation package prices. What would you do? We have people who are already here ready to do their stunts, to play their games, to show us what they would do for the trip to Las Vegas.
Man.
And, our doors will continue to be open. I know that...
I'm just thinking about that, you know, that wonderful trip. 100 Hooters girls.
Yeah.
The best-looking ones, and I was thinking, and probably not a whole bunch of them, blessed with a tremendous intellect.
Perfect. And not only that, but it's the swimsuit pageant.
Yeah.
You're going to the swimsuit pageant.
That's thing you're going to be there for.
Yeah.
And I'm just kidding, because I've met many Hooters waitresses, and
I think
they are brilliant.
They're among the top minds in our society.
Yeah, they just hide it sometimes.
Yeah, you know what really held them back all those years was the roller skates. That's where they got that bad rap.
Did you ever go to a Hooters when they had the roller skates?
My friend, I was at the original Hooters in Tampa, Florida, and yes, indeed.
Roller skates.
They were on roller skates.
Wow. Well, I wish they'd bring that back.
Well, I think they had to stop because...
They wiped out a little bit?
A lot of the girls, you know, they got those gigantic trays with the wings.
Yeah.
And the
taking the order and skating and trying to chew gum, that's tough.
But, man, it was good. So, listen, the people are here for the What Would You Do contest. And There's still time for you to come on down.
Uh-huh.
If you leave now, you'll probably be here by Tuesday's show. We're at 10800 Main Street in Tootless, Fairfax.
Right in the middle of everything.
Yeah.
Yeah. Can't miss it. Just look for the big sign that says congestion ahead and take that exit.
And
you'll be here at the radio station. So we're going to bring the contestants in and we'll start that. We've got the Friday get together. Well, my kid's got his prom tonight. His final ever high school senior prom.
Kind of emotional, I would think.
Yeah, and I'm very excited about that. And my wife is I'll tell you about that. And let's clear the lines out.
It was kind of a throwaway there.
Yeah, I mean she's I can't. We're running so late. I can't get into it now. I am looking forward. I've told you recently that since this empty nest thing, or whatever it is, whatever screw's gone loose in my wife's head, for whatever reason, it's like the button has been switched, mm-hmm. that she really digs me.
Mm-hmm.
Not that she hasn't dug me for 22 years.
Right.
But now, all of a sudden,
stepped up.
She's realized, you know, that the boy's going to college.
And it's you.
And I'm her life partner.
Yeah.
And for whatever reason, I just woke up one day and I went,
hey, what happened?
And listen, she loves me.
Mm-hmm, cool.
She loves me.
That's right. Good.
And, you know, I'm not going to get into it because my son is here today, but, you know, what I was talking about yesterday,
it's
happening all the time now.
That's good. Well, you're feeling good, too.
It's just happening all the time. I'm feeling good.
You've been kind of laid up for a while.
I'm exercising. I'm looking good. My wife says to me, I'm naked, and she's, well, you're looking good. Mm-hmm. And it's like, I'll show you my toes someday.
Mm-hmm. My toes getting better, too?
That toe fungus, except on the big toe that was broke, it's gone.
Wow.
Absolutely gone.
Except, you threw something in there, except on which toe?
The big toe that I broke.
Oh, okay. All right. That's the one that you had to have lanced or something like that?
Yes, where I had the ingrown toenail that was broken.
And that doesn't have a toe nail, right?
It does now. It's starting to creep back.
Oh, good. Good. And it's going to come back fungus-free?
Well, it's right now it's bruised.
Really?
It's not fungusy. It's bruised.
Yeah. Is there a chance that it would, you know, heal up by the midsummer or something
like
that?
Yeah, that's the hope. The last time I went to the foot doctor, he did a real weird thing where he got like one of these laser things. And what he did was he made a little hole in the base of the toenail on my big toe. To
like right up near the cuticle?
Towards the bottom of it,
right. Yeah.
To see if there was any, no, not like that, Rob. It was a modern thing.
Let's take a look at this. Oh, my God.
To see if any blood came out, and no blood came out, and he said, well, that's a good sign.
All right.
Because, you know, the alternative was, I just have to go on with nine toes.
I feel the same way about my stools.
But now, man, I'm telling you. You lose 54 pounds, your kid's going off to college, your feet look great, all of a sudden, it's like things have turned around.
Yeah.
If I would have known this, Christ, I would have sent him to an advanced school 5 years ago,
right.
So he would have been like one of those teenagers that goes to college.
How long do you anticipate this lasting?
I believe for the rest of our married lives.
Wow.
I don't see any end in sight to my wife loving me.
Wow, that's pretty good.
Good for you.
Right? She's nuts about me.
That's nice. So you right. That's a good optimistic point of view.
She is nuts about me because I used to vacillate all the time.
Right.
You know. I mean. I know she. Not like that. I know she loves me,
mm-hmm.
but sometimes I used to think she doesn't like me.
Mm-hmm.
Like all guys do.
Right.
You know.
Oh yeah.
Like, well, she's married to me, so she's kind of stuck with me. But
they all loved and liked me.
No, I'm feeling pretty good. And Mike, you're gonna turn that thing around. You know you are.
Yeah.
Don't say nah. You are.
No, my ex and I are actually in a very good space right now, as good as it's been since we split up. We talk often, we talk kindly towards one another, and we don't have any issues, and everything's fine, and that's what you want.
Yeah, absolutely.
In that situation.
Well, that's good.
You know.
I think you're doing great, and I'm not BSing you about
that. Thank you. I appreciate that.
I do think you're doing great. I think you've had some adversity, some stuff you've not talked about on the air like we all do, but... You're doing great. I've told you this before, and I really mean it.
Hello.
Hi, baby. You are...
Well, hi, my hero. How are you?
You are so much better with your kids. Hi, Charlie. Oh, we got a break. Hey, you love me, right?
I
listen to this.
Can't get over how wonderful you are.
Wow.
That's
can you
great.
Believe this? Can you believe this from this woman?
It's fantastic.
Huh?
find this amusing, Frida.
Ain't that something? She loves me. Like she can't, now she can't stand being without me.
There you go.
Great.
She can't stand it.
That's good.
She's like, when am I going to see you again? When are we going to, why do we have to be apart for 7 hours?
That's exciting.
Yeah. No.
It's a new era.
I'm liking it.
Yeah, you have been so wonderful and supportive and comforting. I couldn't get along without you.
See? That's all it takes. You just got to sit there and listen and nod your head and go, yep, yep. And then you get just great sex. Fantastic sex. All right, baby.
All right, my hero. I will listen, talk to you later.
Counting the hours.
Me too.
Wow.
Okay. Bye, sweetheart.
Bye. Love you. Look at that.
Yeah.
What's happened there? What the hell's going on there? I keep thinking I'm going to wake up one of these days and I'm going to go, wait, hold on a second.
Right.
You are not my wife. This is not my life.
This is not my beautiful wife.
Whatever that dumb song is. I'm going to wake up and go,
hey, what happened?
So, yeah, I'm in a real fine mood.
That's excellent.
Except for this Rumsfeld thing.
And I'm really in a good mood because I'm actually planning on, with a group of friends, saying, weather be damned.
Mm-hmm.
We're doing everything you would do in sunny outdoor weather.
Yep.
Boating, going to an outdoor restaurant, everything. I'm just going to wear a lot of Gore-Tex.
It'll be fine.
And I don't know how many times I've told you this, but really, I'm serious. I'm saying it on the radio so everybody knows. You and your girls are more than welcome. We want you guys to come up to the beach with us.
That is going
to
happen this summer.
We'd love to have you and your girls come up.
I'd love to do that.
So let's clear the lines now. And actually, the only reason this break has really gone on this long is that I'm petrified to pick up the telephone and when we go to break. I'm not mad about the break being long. We can make that up. I'm mad about the call that I'm going to get about talking about Rummy. Call 100 right now.
Rummy.
Get a shot at $1,000 at 877-365-3636.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
And the way Hansel combs his hair?
Well, like, doesn't. It's like, excuse me, but have you ever heard of styling gel?
I'm sure Hansel's heard of styling gel. He's a male model.
Well, Earth to Prince. I was making a joke.
Earth to Mikis.
Duh.
Okay.
I knew that. Earth to Prince. I'm not so sure you did, because you were all, well, I'm sure he's heard of styling gel. Like you didn't know it was a joke.
I knew it was a joke, Mikis. I just didn't get it right away.
The Don and Mike Show. America's most cunning linguist, Don and Mike.
All right, let's get right to our contestants for the Las Vegas trip. Advice. Get a good education, then get a career. Call 100. Here we go. Hello there, Don and Mike Show.
I'm caller 100.
Ryan, what's your name, my friend?
Bill.
Hey, Bill, where are you from?
Potomac.
Ah, Bill, here you go. You got the trifecta. You're going to get a copy of the book, Girls Tell All. And, of course, it's from Punkin's website, girlstellall.com.
Punkin.
Plus, you want tickets to see, I do love this band, Earth, Wind, and Fire.
Oh, yeah.
It's the real Earth, Wind, and Fire.
What is the date on that show?
That is June 3, Mike, 8 p.m. at Wolf Trap.
All right.
Go to tickets.com. And you've won tickets to one of Washington's biggest events. See 156 of the world's best golfers, but not Tiger Woods, as always, at the FBR Capital Open June 2 through 8 at TPC Avenue in Potomac. Supports this area's only PGA Tour event. Let me turn the music down to announce. Mike O'Mara is playing in the Pro-Am on Wednesday, June 4th.
Wow. Yeah, and I've really had a chance to get out and practice, too. That would be not.
Oh.
It's impossible to play golf in this
weather.
And that's making me mad, too.
I understand.
And I'm nervous already.
Mike has already been being talked about as the Anna Sorensen. Annika
Sorensen.
You know, the broad.
Yeah.
That Mike's been talked.
There are a lot of the, I don't want to cause a controversy, Don, but a lot of the tour players are really unhappy with me being in this thing.
Right.
I've heard that.
Some of them have withdrawn, but some of them are supporting me. And you know what? I'm really happy about the buttons that say, Go Mike.
And they're insisting that Mike wear slacks.
Mm-hmm.
You know, normally he enjoys
wearing... It's not going to happen. Good for you, Mike. It's not going to happen.
Like this lady, Annika.
Right.
Normally, you know, a girl will go out to play golf. She'll wear either like the tennis skirt or shorts. They're saying, no, you have to wear, you know, long pants.
Trousers.
Like men do.
Well, and what I usually wear is what I'm going to wear and what I wear every time I play, and that is a kilt.
So now,
Thank you, Rob.
Like Sam Jackson. You know, really, I'm nutty about Sam Jackson.
I know.
He's one of those guys, if he's got a movie, I'll see it. And I'm probably the only guy, I'm sure the only white guy, but the only guy who saw Formula 51, which was a really great Sam Jackson movie, was out last year. In this movie, he wears a kilt and carries golf clubs with him at all times.
Right.
And at one point when these skinheads are coming after him in the entrance to a hotel, he pulls out his 3-iron and starts doing like kung fu stuff with them.
Wow. If I was going to use a golf club as a weapon, I would use a 2 or a 3-iron. Huh. Absolutely.
So my friend, go see Mike, go see Earth, Wind, and Fire, and get the girls tell all thing. And now you play for $1,000 American with a secret sound. And it's not the sound of a carbonated beverage being opened. Mm. It's not the sound of a non-carbonated beverage being opened. It's not a can. It's not a bottle. It's not a briefcase. It's not a stapler. We'll play you the sound, give you 15 seconds to think about it. Win $1,000 if you get it right. Please don't answer till Mike sings like
Iced Tea.
Oh, Iced Tea. Good drink.
Mm-hmm.
Good singer. Is that Sweet Tea, Mike?
Sweet Tea.
Sweet Tea. Godspeed to you.
Caller, name this sound.
All right, here it comes. That's the sound. And I know it sounds like opening a can of Coca-Cola or a Pringles can or something that's, you know, that popping sound.
Right.
No.
When I walk in, the joint folks always look at me hard because I'm wearing a golden tired dog in the yard.
Hey, pimping ain't easy, but somebody's got to do it.
Yeah. Thank you, Buzz. Vacuum pack was what the words I just couldn't find.
Right.
Hey.
You don't know how many times during the show I look over at Buzz and he knows that I don't know the word.
Try to fill in the blanks.
And Buzz is vacuum pack.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
For $1,000, what is it?
Is it one of those printers, you know, when they cut off the paper at the end? It goes...
Rob. See, now, Rob, we might be able to fool them if your acting wasn't so over the top.
Maybe he thinks I'm backwards thinking.
No.
We're sorry.
No, but listen, thanks for at least guessing.
Yes. Very good.
And don't forget that every guess
is a clue for you.
Is a clue for you. All right, let's begin the beginning. Let's start the show.
Oh, man.
We have people standing by to win the trip to Las Vegas with the Hooters girls. And let's welcome Wayne.
Is that your real uniform or is that your Halloween costume?
Straight from work.
Really? You don't look old enough to be serving our country.
I'm 22.
You're 20. You're a young-looking 22.
And this is Mike.
Yeah.
That
How are you?
Mike, right?
Nice to meet you.
And I'm Don. Nice to meet you. And that's Buzz in the next room. And this is Rob behind me.
Buzz.
Now,
Rob,
that uniform tells me you are in the Navy?
Yes.
And your insignia indicates that you are, is that a submariner?
No.
Or is that a destroyer? What is that? What's your little thing up there?
This is intelligence, actually.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. All right. Very good.
Intelligence, you say?
So you're one of those egghead guys, huh?
Yeah, I think so.
And you have a bunch of ribbons.
That's right.
What do those ribbons indicate?
These are two Navy Marine Corps Achievement Medals, National Defense for 9/11, and a couple of... Operation Iraqi Freedom type things.
So we got us a real American hero.
Wow. All right.
Excellent.
Always nice.
Can I say real quick, hi to the guys on the Abraham Lincoln. That's a ship that I just came from out there in Everett, Washington.
Now, were you guys over there?
I actually flew off in October, and we left in July, and they just got back less than a month ago. So it was about 10 months that they were actually deployed.
Oh, my goodness. You're saying to your homies, you're saying
That's
hello to
right.
those guys, and welcome home.
Mates.
Welcome
now,
home, guys.
Now, were you actually with them, or did you stay at home?
I was. I left in July, and I flew off in October.
So did you see any action?
You know what? I didn't see a single bomb drop. But
yeah, because if he left in October, he didn't get that.
But still, it had to be exciting.
It was exciting
to be a part of it.
Sure. Mm-hmm. And I was in Hong Kong after SARS hit, so that was good. And
wow,
missed Australia on the way back.
Wow,
really? So you were around SARS, huh?
Yeah.
Wow,
that's nice. Awesome.
So, are you married?
Yes, I am.
I only ask,
what kind of ship is the Abraham Lincoln?
It's an aircraft carrier.
Oh, a carrier. All right, very good.
I only ask because in this day and age, unlike Vietnam, guys that are coming back now from Operation Freedom, I got to think, if you're wearing a suit like that, which is like something you'd see on JAG,
mm-hmm.
you're wearing your dress uniform, and you go into a bar, it's like you're a mussy magnet.
Well, I'll tell you what, in Australia, and this is no joke, you walk off the boat and there are nearly 1,000 women waiting for you, you know, to take you home with them. And, wow. And the brothers, you know, they don't have many black people out there in Australia. You pull in there, those guys get it all. I've been married for 2 years, so I don't know anything about that. But
right. Okay. But you observed your friends.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. You observed your friends. What was the scariest moment and what was the best moment?
Being out to sea?
Yeah. Was there a scary moment?
Scary. Well, I'll tell you, one night I thought we hit an iceberg or something, but I guess it was a whale that we killed.
Wow. Yeah, really? And you actually, and I mean, I can't imagine hitting anything where you'd feel it on a carrier, but you felt it?
Oh, definitely.
Really?
Definitely.
Wow. And the whole ship just shudder? Is that what it was?
Right.
Well, that's kind of... You think it was a whale?
I think so. I don't know what else it would be.
Wow. And what was the best moment?
Best moment? Every time coming home Yeah, seeing my wife again.
That's great. Yeah. Now you're on a ship like that. It's not like being on a submarine.
No.
So if you really got claustrophobic, you could go up on deck and smell real air.
Yeah, but you're smelling jet fumes, not real air. And I was lucky to live with only 25 guys in my berthing space. But most guys live, they got 100 guys in there.
You say it's a city. How many total on a carrier?
Over 5,000.
5,000. Wow. So you got, but you know, on a carrier, the way I understand it, you have like you have shopping areas, you have movie theaters,
TGI Fridays.
You got a McDonald's. You got drive-through windows.
No McDonald's.
Not quite that fancy.
They call it on the Abraham Lincoln. They call it the Lincoln Mall, but. It's slightly bigger than the studio here. And,
oh, really?
And you got combos, Pringles, and that's about it.
Here's a very personal question, and you're a married guy, so you can answer this without your wife getting mad.
Sure.
You're on the ship.
She's not listening anymore.
You're on the ship for 8 months.
Right.
And, you know, you're a married guy, and you go off to these ports. You can't do anything because you're married.
No.
So you got to work your man. Where do you find a spot on a ship with 5,000 guys?
And if you're in close quarters with 25 guys,
how do you find time to work your man?
Oh, there's always time for that. And you know, you sleep in these, they call them coffin racks because they lift up like coffins you can put your clothes in and whatnot.
Right.
But, you know, it's about 6 feet long. And it's open on one side, but you've got these little blue curtains. And, you know, every guy's...
So you can get private.
You know everybody else is doing it.
Right. So you're back now for good?
For the next 3 years, at least.
You're going to be land-based for 3 years? You're stationed here in Washington?
Right.
All right. Well, welcome.
Well, you know, I'm a Seattle guy. Oh, I almost forgot my hat. I'm a Seattle guy, so when everybody says Washington, mm-hmm. you know, I always think of back home.
Always got a Seahawks hat. Right.
Exactly. it's good luck, but...
Well, you know, we're on in Seattle now.
So did you start listening to the show in Seattle?
I'll tell you, and I've been trying to call in for a while, because I've been here since February, and I turned the dial, you know, I was looking for some, I won't mention their names, but some other guys I was listening to on the West Coast, and you guys take the cake, and that's no joke. I mean,
thank you.
It's good.
That's
good
wonderful. Talking. Thank
go
you
out
very
in
nice.
Seattle, we're on, what is this, it's KQBZ.
In Seattle, absolutely.
100 points.
You get a lot of calls from Seattle, so now you can, when you go home to visit, you can listen there, too. You can listen to the show in both places.
Do you like those new gay uniforms the Seahawks have? I like the helmets. I'm not a fan of the jerseys.
Well, I voted, actually, and I didn't win, so...
Well, they have, like, an online poll?
Yeah, well, at least the helmet color, that there was a vote between two, and the mm-hmm. people got the log on.
I like that. The dark helmets are cool. But, you know, the old uniforms were cool. Why did they even get rid of the old uniforms?
I don't know. Mm-hmm. I don't know. They're, hopefully this is the year, though. I don't know.
You shoot guns?
I do.
Cool. All right, Wayne, who incidentally has got to be the early favorite. He's an American hero.
How's the food on an aircraft carrier? They always
it's
talk about
horrible.
The, it, really, because they talk about in the Navy that branch of service has the best food, but then you have
the Navy.
The submariners have apparently the best food, right? The guys on
you know
sub.
What it is, and it's not to blame the cooks, the Navy cooks, because
right.
they're great. My brother was a Navy cook, and he's an awesome cook. The thing is when you're cooking for, you know. 3,000 enlisted guys.
Every day, three
every,
squares
you know,
a day.
Three times a day. It's well, actually, they do five times a day.
Wow. Yeah, because shifts, right?
You know, we're working 24 hours a day. So
right, right.
We've got to eat at night. But it's...
Just like us.
Yeah.
you know what I just remembered why I've heard of your ship, why it rang a bell? your ship is the ship that Bush landed on.
That's right.
Wow. Were you on there when he did that?
No, and I wish I was.
Wow, that's great. So all your buddies that were on board got a chance to see that.
Yeah,
that's cool.
You flew the plane down. Anybody have any worries that Bush is going to crash the plane or anything?
He didn't fly. No. He went at the controls when they landed on.
He flew it in the air, but I mean that's I'm not saying that, but he was a pilot.
Have you ever gone through a carrier landing?
We call it a cat in a trap, catapult,
right?
And then a trap. I've been catted off.
So you've taken off, but you haven't landed.
Right, and that's crazy.
That's cool. That's neat. Thanks.
Listen, God bless America. You're the early favorite.
Yeah. So, do I have to do my stunt?
I'll tell you, reading about your stunt, it's definitely the grossest.
Yeah.
Maybe it's a tie with the next guy, but I mean, it's pretty gross.
Well, I'll tell you the difference between me and him is I will eat his cracker with his pus on it.
No, you can't do that.
Now, Wayne's stunt will stand on his own. Wayne chews tobacco, and all day long, he's had the chaw between his cheek and gum, and he's been spitting out the tobacco juice. And you have it now.
Collecting it.
Look at this in a bottle. May I smell that?
Yeah.
Would you mind?
Oh,
let me just.
Oh, oh my God!
Don, you are the man.
You know what? I'm not kidding. It's surprisingly minty smelling.
Well, it's mint skull. It's very clever.
Smell it, Mike.
Well, I
swear to God, it won't turn your stomach.
All right.
Just smell it.
All right. Grizzly.
That's right. Grizzly
the bear.
Wintergreen, yeah.
That's
like a it is very, very minty, but I'll tell you, I remember when I was playing baseball in high school, and one of the guys brought chewing tobacco, and then I had to get a ride home from Mrs. Di Tommaso, and I sat in the back of her Volkswagen Bug, and I was too polite to spit over her shoulder, and I swallowed about 8 or 9 mouthfuls of this stuff.
Ooh.
I don't think I've ever been sicker. You got to know that's going to make you sick as a dog.
Not only sick, I might get butt cancer from this. Can I say that?
Yeah. Yes,
sir. I might get butt cancer from this, but hopefully not.
But it's worth the risk.
That's thanks for signing the release.
Right. Wow. I have news for you. I couldn't drink 8 ounces of my pure spit.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
True.
It's like 8 ounces of loogie.
Human body, on average, produces 2 quarts of saliva a day.
So what Wayne is going to be doing is drinking 8 ounces of his tobacco spit.
Good luck.
In his dress whites.
Yeah.
Right.
Oh, dear.
Are you ready?
No spilling.
Are you ready?
Yes.
For the trip to Las Vegas, he's pouring it into the cup now.
Ooh.
And, Elisa, can you move microphone 3 right up by Wayne so we can actually...
Will someone tell me when it's over?
Oh, come on. You got to look, Mike.
All right.
Wayne,
there you start. Did you start yet?
Not yet. No, I did not.
We are ready.
All right, he's got his water chaser.
Oh, my gosh.
Ready, Wayne? For God and country. Here we go.
There he goes. Oh.
How was it, Wayne? Wayne?
Jeez.
Yeah, I would think so.
Oh, my God.
Are you gonna? What are you feeling right now, Wayne?
Oh, gosh.
Having a little water.
Excuse me.
See, look at this. He's a military guy, so it's not affecting him.
Tough guy.
Oh my God.
You ever take a shot of I don't know, anything that'll burn your throat?
Probably have.
You know,
yeah.
Fire water and gold sugar.
Right. Okay.
Oh my
like
God.
10 of those.
You did it. You just did it right there. Okay, oh man. My God.
I want to get an impartial eyewitness of this. Bart is here today.
I got something that'll make you proud, that in college my roommate Shannon dipped, and I definitely partook in that a few times.
That's disgusting.
Wow. Okay, now here's someone, there's a nice bit, Wayne. Yeah. Bart is here, you know, for his senior project. Mm-hmm. Bart, what did you
start to come back up? Yeah,
Wayne, you got to tell us. You feel like you're gonna puke? You got to tell us.
That's okay. Yeah. That's actually. Oh,
he probably should.
Oh,
there it goes.
We missed the sound.
Oh, there it is.
Hold on.
Oh, my God.
Oh boy.
Woo. I don't got to drink it again, do I?
No.
No. He could if you wanted extra credit.
Wow. You think it's all up there?
Can I just say I've never done this before. I'm puking on a Playboy right now. December 2000.
He's puking on our Playboy.
And I got a little story about that, if I may, please.
Still talking
my mother sent me the December issues of Playboy and Hustler when I was on a Westpac.
Hey, wow. That's a good mom.
That's a great mom.
That's a good mom. Now, my son is here, Bart, who's just turned 18. Bart, what did you think of that stunt?
That's a beautiful thing.
It was beautiful. Now, you can attest that you saw him actually drink all 8 ounces of his own spit and tobacco juice?
Yeah.
I don't think you have to worry about that butt cancer anymore.
Man. No. There you go. That's your first contestant, everybody.
That's wow. It. Hey, you know what? A wonderful interview. You had the whole aircraft carrier thing, and then he drank it, and it came right back up, ladies and gentlemen.
Now, here's how we're voting on a 1 to 10 scale, and you can use decimal points if you want, like if you thought he was a 9.5 or an 8.4. So everybody, let's see, who's voting today? Don, Mike, Buzz, Robbie, and Lisa.
Wow.
We have 5 different voters.
Right.
Wayne, get out of here. Congratulations.
Thank you, Wayne. Get out of here. Get to the bathroom.
God all bless right. America.
Take
we'll,
care, Wayne.
We'll let you know what happens. And that was just the first act.
Wow.
Just the first act.
That was amazing.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Don.
Hey.
Mike.
Hi.
I just choked up a chunk just listening to that. That's great.
Yeah, that was great. I agree.
I'm a little dizzy right now myself.
Hello, Don and Mike.
For God's sake, please stop. You're killing me.
Come on, that was great. That was great.
For the love of God.
If you didn't like that, wait until the next guy.
Outside chance somebody could maybe take the bucket out of here? Or is the next guy coming in right away?
No.
Are you going to wait till the next break?
Yeah, we're going to break.
Please, somebody get the bucket out of here, please.
Hello.
Thank you.
Don and Mike, hello.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Hi.
Nice. I have to say that guy puking has got to be the most beautiful sound that I have heard on your show in a long time.
And it's real. It wasn't a tape or anything. It was.
Yeah, I'll tell you, that didn't last very long. That went down and came right back up.
Is it me or did he repel more than he took in?
Well, that it probably was the catalyst for whatever was in there. Talking about this is I'm gonna boot.
Well, Mike, just wait because our next contestant, Steve, is going to come in, suck his pores, and then put the pus on crackers and eat them.
I guess suck his pimples is what it is.
Yeah. The pores on his pimples.
Can we say that? Is that all right to say pimples? I don't know whether they're saying suck his pores.
It was just
pimples is what he's saying.
It's written like that on your paper too.
Yeah,
right?
Suck his. They're not going to suck his pores. If you suck your pores, you'd get like.
Well, maybe
skins, but I mean, obviously, there's something in those pores.
But maybe he's got like big boils or something on his arms. Or
I can't wait to see. And this doesn't faze you at all.
Not at all.
And I'm like, I feel like I've got vertigo.
You believe that this is the show they want to take off for Donald Rumsfeld?
Amazing, but true.
You believe that? Okay, we'll come back with another contestant. Right? Oh, hold on. Now this is a fine compliment, Chris.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Yeah.
Hey, that was Karen Carpenter quality, you know?
Thank you. Thank you.
It was gorgeous.
Thank you.
Excuse me, that was me.
Thank you. Our audience connoisseurs of vomit. They kind of like
it. POV. Lisa almost mooted.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Well, she's pregnant, Buzz.
Yeah, oh, forgot.
Hello.
Does that every day.
Hello.
Hi, this is Chris from Philly.
Hey, Chris.
I'm driving home right now, and I got a chew in my mouth, and I almost puked myself.
Yeah, I can imagine anybody that's dipping right now is having a problem.
Just wait.
Enjoy.
Just wait until the next guy. Putting his pus on crackers and eating them.
Wow.
Just to cleanse everybody's palate.
Yeah, I like your sequencing today.
We got a girl coming in who will put a temporary tattoo anywhere. And the spot that I think that we've all agreed on is her taint.
Very good.
Right between the holes.
There you go.
So we'll be right back with more of this.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
This is supposed to be my weekend off. But no, you got me out here dragging your heavy ass through the burning desert with your dreadlocks sticking out the back of my parachute. You gotta come down here with an attitude, hacking all big and bad. And what the hell is that smell?
The Don and Mike Show.
Out of my way, I'm Hitler!
Is anyone listening?
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Is anyone listening?
What do you think Sabian can do? He can't do anything to stop this.
Hey, what happened?
It's where opinions are like cowboy hats. The Don and Mike Show.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Don, Mike.
Yeah, hi.
Hey, three words.
Yeah.
Damn good radio.
Agreed.
Damn good radio.
Just wait. We got more contestants coming up.
Oh, baby.
We got a guy that's going to suck his own face.
Wow.
And suck the poison out.
Put it on crackers.
I made the mistake of walking through the lobby.
Yeah?
I don't know what this means, but his face is covered with Band-Aids.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Howdy.
Greg in Sacramento.
Hi, Greg.
I used to chew tobacco, and that guy was the filthiest. That was the nastiest thing I've ever heard, and I almost puked on the freeway.
Now, a lot of the tobacco guys, the tobacco...
Give him the prize.
Well, now, listen, it's a voting procedure. We have other people that are here. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
It's early.
Yeah, I'd like to tell Buzz how much I love him.
Well, he's right here, sir.
He's here.
Thank you, sir, and I love you, too.
But, Buzz, I mean, I think I love you.
And, sir, I really love you.
Okay. Do you two want to get a room?
Yeah, could we?
Right. I would love to get a room with you, Buzz.
Stop it.
Bye-bye. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hi, I'm a senior chief petty officer in the Navy.
Yes.
And I just wanted to say, man, that guy, I have never been prouder of one of my friends.
He did the Navy proud, didn't he?
Yeah. Yeah.
He sure did. I was gagging myself. We had to go through something like that during initiation during the old days. So he's a man after my own heart.
Well, you know, he's probably been through a few initiations, and that probably prepped him for that.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hello.
Hello, Don and Mike. Hello.
Yeah, you should make a TV show out of this.
I think there is. It's called Fear Factor.
Right, exactly. Right.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don and Mike, how y'all doing?
We're doing great.
That's good. You guys are doing a real great job. I just started listening to you about 6 months ago, but
where you been?
I don't know. I've been here, but I just
where you been?
I've never been listening.
We've been on the air for 20 goddamn years. Where you been?
I don't know. I guess I never listened to talk radio before.
I don't know. What happened?
I don't know.
Hey, what happened?
When's the girl coming on with the tattoo?
Soon, my friend.
Very soon.
Okay, I want to hear where you're going to put that.
I already told you, on her taint.
Oh, she's already agreed to that?
Yeah.
It says temporary tattoo anywhere, so we'll put it right between the good place and the bad place.
Yes, absolutely.
Or she will. Hello, Don and Mike.
Hey, Ray, that was the most disgusting thing I've ever... I have to keep from throwing up. But the thing that gave me such a wood was listening to Lisa Herndon say, "Oh, my God, oh, my God," which kept me from throwing up on myself and also made me want to say, "Where's your crap detector now?"
There he is. He sounds like a different guy.
It's not the original guy.
An imposter.
It's not the real guy.
You know, like he was really
the,
doing that.
Lady who's going to get the taint tattoo.
Yeah?
It would be great if the taint tattoo could look like another butthole.
Yeah, okay, maybe that's your own private fantasy, Allie.
Hello, Don and Mike. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
How you guys doing?
Okay.
I just want to say, go Army, beat Navy, and I'm sure that's not the worst a Navy boy swallowed in his life.
Whoa, that's hostile. Oh.
Hello, Don and Mike Show, please. Hello.
Hey.
Hey.
Hey, yester guys, wow, have another one.
Yester guys.
What are you trying to say?
Did you mean yesterday?
Yesterday, you guys.
Yes.
You guys were wondering where you guys could see Jennifer Aniston, I believe it was.
Yes.
There's a movie called The Good Girls.
The Good Girl. I'm aware of the movie. The real question is, when did you start your Memorial Day weekend?
I'm still at work.
Are you drunk?
No, sir.
Have you
I'm driving a truck. Traffic's kind of driving me.
Oh, my God.
Crazy.
You're behind
driving
the wheel?
Drunk. You're driving drunk.
Explain so much.
No.
Do you have any kind of serious head injury?
No, not yet.
Do you taste copper?
Oh, no. Well, it depends.
Are you taking prescriptions?
No, not yet.
Well, I have no diagnosis, then.
Nor do I. He's your typical Don and Mike Show listener.
Amen.
All right, thank you.
Thank you.
Goodbye.
Thank you.
Yester's guys.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Howdy. Going great.
Don, I just had a question for you. I wonder if you could suggest a good cigar to enjoy a nice long weekend with.
A good one?
Yeah, nice, good cigar to relax for the weekend.
Well, you know, I really am a cigar aficionado, and I want to tell you something. It's kind of hard to find. but good luck. It's called Dutch Master.
Dutch Master?
Yeah.
Isn't that plural?
Yeah, Dutch
Master. Dutch Masters, but you,
Dutch Master.
You just want a Dutch Master. You just want one.
Okay.
You
want a big cigar or a small cigar?
A big one, Churchill.
Oh, a big one. Dutch Master.
Dutch Master.
And what's that?
They're hard to find.
White
though.
Owl. Swishers are good, too.
Swishers.
Oh, is it Swishers?
Swishers, yeah. Okay. But they're not as good as Dutch Master. No. And White Owl Buzz, that's a pretender to the crown.
Okay.
Dutch Master. Listen, take it from me. I've got like 1,300 cigars.
I know. Mm-hmm.
Dutch Master.
All right, great. Thank you very much.
A lot of your run-of-the-mill cigars, your average cigars, will actually wrap the tobacco with another tobacco leaf. The people at Dutch Masters have actually streamlined the process by wrapping it with paper.
Okay.
Don't listen to him. He's kidding you.
Yeah.
Quality is quality. And take it from me, the cigar aficionado, Dutch Master.
Great. Thanks a lot, guys.
Go to the finest tobacconist and say you'll pay top dollar.
Yeah, go. And
that'll work.
You gotta find like a real high-end boutique-type cigar store.
Yeah. Right. You won't find these in any convenience store.
Let me mention Gary Pesh. Old Virginia Tobacco.
Sells a lot of
Go in there. Go into any of these cigar places and just tell them that Don from the Don and Mike Show sent you in. I know if you go into Gary's place, the Old Virginia Tobacco Company.
They've got everything you need.
They do.
Where are they located? You know?
Go in and say, Don sent me. I know that they're very hard to get, but maybe you could sell me one Dutch Master.
Is this your first cigar, or have you had them before?
I've had them before. I just haven't had them in a while.
Yeah. So. Well, a lot of people smoke them the wrong way.
Now, again, Mike's going to try.
What you want to do is you want to clip the end of it that has the hole, the little pinhole in it.
See, don't listen to him, because he's trying to turn this into a bit. And I'm being serious with you.
I know you are, and I'm sorry for being, for sharing levity with this listener.
A lot of times when you go to Gary's place, you have to ask for him to go under the counter.
Right. Yeah.
All right, thanks, my friend.
Thanks
for the DMs.
Bye-bye.
Don, I'm sorry I was fooling around. I didn't mean to do that.
I know. You're a jokester.
I mean, I know you like to give people, especially when you're talking cigars, you're talking serious
business. It's my passion. I love cigars.
Yeah. Can't believe you diss White Owl, though. Why? I mean,
Hey, White Owl's okay in a pinch.
Mm-hmm.
In a pinch.
How about Garcia Vega and the plastic tube?
Very nice.
Nah, nothing beats a Dutch Master.
It's particular.
Dutch Masters.
Very good.
Or singular Dutch Master.
Dutch Master.
And as a rule of thumb, you can really trust any cigar that has a tip on it, right?
Yep.
Right.
Okay. Well, that the Dutch Masters, that would be a Tipperillo.
Yeah.
Yes.
But they do make Dutch Masters
with wooden tips?
That have the tips. Yeah, wooden tips.
Or plastic. You've smoked them in a pinch, haven't you?
No. On my kid's life, never.
Really?
Never.
You smoked a Tipperillo?
Never.
But
never.
I saw you smoke a Tipperillo.
Never. Never had a Tipperillo.
I think you were bombed.
Well, if I was bombed, I don't remember it, then. Okay? I'm sure you've done stuff when you were bombed that you don't remember either.
Me?
Yeah. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
What night would you be talking about?
Yeah, do you think that was funny to everybody?
I think so. That was funny. I think enough people smoke cigars where that would be funny. Yeah.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Hello.
Yeah, hi.
Hey, Don. How you doing? This is Charles from VA.
Yes, hi.
Hi, the Dutch Master, there's one out there, I don't know what it is, the original one, but we used to smoke our bud. What's up, boss?
Oh, I think that was...
Can we get high?
I think we use it as a blunt? Is that used it as a blunt?
Yeah, it's a blunt.
A blunt, right. Okay, I gotcha.
Boss, I hope you know what I mean.
I think I do, but I'm not sure.
See you later. Hello, Don and Mike.
Can you enlighten me, please? Because really, I don't know.
Hello?
I'll explain it to you
later.
Hello?
You tear the cigar part off and put a marijuana cigarette on it?
You have uncovered the plot.
Okay.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hello?
What? What is it? What
Hello?
Are you laughing at?
What?
Mike's cigar joke.
Listen,
that was great.
I get sarcasm, okay?
I believe that's what that
is. I'm sorry.
Anthony's gone.
There he goes. You know, Mike, I can save this. Every weekend on Memorial Day, I believe that the figure is somewhere between 100 and 300 Americans are tragically killed in auto accidents.
Mm-hmm.
We can only pray that that caller is one of them.
I would hope so.
This Memorial Day.
And I would hope that it would not be immediate. I hope perhaps slowly his life would ebb away.
Hello, Don.
As he watched his severed limb in the middle of the freeway.
Hello.
You know, I'm an Army guy, and that we got in the Navy. You know, 500 men going on a ship, 250 couples return.
All right.
You know, I'll tell you, it is just like WW2, man. It's gotten back to that now where you got the rivalry.
It's like WWE. Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Don and Mike.
Howdy.
Hey, those pussies on Fear Factor couldn't hold a candle to half of your listeners.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you, my friend.
And if we go to war, I want that guy on my side.
Yep.
Yeah, everybody liked that Navy guy.
Oh, man. He was something else. They're not pussies. I've changed my mind.
Okay, thank you.
Tough to beat the maggoty cheese, though.
Hello, Don and Mike
Fear
show.
Factor.
Yeah, Fear Factor's pretty good.
Yeah.
Hello.
Hello, Don, Mike.
Yeah, hi.
Hey, I want to know that guy's address. He owes me $4.79. I was going through McDonald's, and I ordered my food, and then he drank, and I yanked and couldn't even pick up my food.
Oh, that's a shame.
Wow. Oh, my goodness.
Well, there's always room for McDonald's.
Send a letter to Ronald. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, Mike, is Annika going to make the cut?
I don't think so. As much as I'd like to see her do it,
you
don't
want to
think
bet?
So. Huh?
You want to bet? I don't know any of the results from today.
She's not going to make it.
I bet she makes the cut.
Okay, I say she's...
I'll bet you 100.
They're projecting
thousand she doesn't.
They're projecting the cut at even par, which is the lowest it's been, and if that's...
Did I get in on this
up,
bet?
No, I like
how
that.
How much do you want to bet?
$20.
Well, I don't want to bet $1,000. I'm not passionate enough about it to bet $1,000 with you.
I bet...
$500.
Shut up.
Let me and Mike make the bet.
Okay. $20. I say she makes it.
Okay.
We should have an idea what's going on right now.
Would you like an update?
Yeah.
$20, and neither of us have heard.
No, right. She has parred the seventh hole and remains 2 over par during round 2 at the Colonial. The projected cut is 1 over. She got off to a real strong start today, and it's not over yet. So it's still very close. But she's 2 over par. She should be 1 over par or less.
Wait a minute. You said she's parred the seventh hole. Is that mean she's played 7 holes?
Yes.
How did she do on the
good
first? How did she do on the first 7?
The first 4 were par, and then she had a little trouble.
I got you. So she's parred.
Yeah,
through, one, the way you do golf is through 7 holes. She is 1 over par.
Okay,
right. So that means now she is 2 over par for the tournament because she was 1 over yesterday.
Good.
If the cut is at 1 over par,
right,
she throws a couple of birdies up, you'll win. You know, this is a bet I'd like to. I would love to pay you on this bet, because I really would love to see her do it.
Girl.
I'd really love to see her do that.
Still even though, you know, if I can be honest with you, she has no place out there. If anything, she should be driving the beer cart. She should not be out there playing golf with men.
Ladies and gentlemen, my friend has brilliantly positioned himself for this, this entire thing.
Right.
And
either way.
It's just bothering
me. Either way, I'm fine.
He's brilliantly. That's really one of your best little pottery things that you've made in quite some time. You just spun that, and I'm your bitch on this whole thing right now. You got it right. You got both sides right there. You know, here I am, and I got the negative on both.
Not only am I betting on her
that
she's going to make the cut, I want to tell you this. She's got nice teeth. Really. Annika Sorensen has nice teeth.
Meanwhile, brilliant boy over here in the corner positions himself so that he says he'd like her to win, but he bets against her.
Well,
duh.
Michael,
I'm not proud of myself right now.
But we come back. We're going to get back to our contest. And we're going to bring Steve in. So everybody, if you got the gross out alert working, you want to keep it in effect.
Steve.
We're going to code brown right now on the Don and Mike show. Steve will pop his zits or his pores.
You're going to have to pry my eyes open for some of this crap.
Put the bus on crackers and eat it. As we continue with What Would You Do, our next contestant is coming right up.
This is the Don and Mike show.
Sean Connery is also here. Let's move on to Double Jeopardy, where the category...
Not so fast, Trebek.
I really thought that was going to work.
You were wrong, you mountebank. I pose a conundrum to you. A riddle, if you will.
I don't want to hear it.
What's the difference between you and a mallet with a cold? One's a sick duck. I can't remember how it ends, but your mother's a whore.
The Don and Mike Show. Laugh nuts funny. The Don and Mike Show.
All right, bring the next
The next guy in. It's time.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Bring him in, Lisa. Hello.
Hello.
Hi, you're on the air.
Hi.
Hi.
I don't want to hold you up. I just wanted to let you know that in the voting process, the entertainment value has to be a factor too, doesn't it?
I believe that you are not voting.
Oh, I know that.
Okay, goodbye.
Yeah, we don't need to be coached on our voting. We've been doing it for years.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Yeah.
Hello, I'm a PGA golf club professional from Fredericksburg, and I wanted to give you some keen insight into the anarchist angle from the average golfer.
Okay. Hi, Don and Mike show.
Hey, I want to know how this guy's going to get enough pus to put on a cracker.
Now, that's the first call we've taken in this segment that really makes sense. We'll find out right now.
Soon, yes.
Thank you. Oh, hold on just a sec. Well, hold on. Bring him in, Lisa. Bring the guy in. I saw him as well in the waiting area.
Mm-hmm. His face is covered with Band-Aids.
We're giving away a trip to Hooters, rather a Hooters trip to Las Vegas. Trip for two to join the Hooters gang for their 20th anniversary swimsuit pageant. You get to hang out with over 100 of the most beautiful Hooters girls on the planet.
Sounds like a plan.
July 8 and 9 at the Paris Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Your name is Steve. Hi, Steve.
Steve.
Hey, how you doing?
Steve,
go ahead, Don. I'm sorry.
I wanted the guy on the phone. The guy on the phone had a good question.
Okay.
He's here. What's your question for Steve?
Yeah, I want to know how you have enough pus to put on a cracker.
How do you have enough pus to put on a cracker?
Well, I got some of these Biore, I guess that's how you say it, pore perfect strips.
Yes.
And I plastered them all over my face, and I plan on peeling them off.
You got any zits up there?
A few, but okay. I do have big, greasy Greek skin.
Okay. So, all right. So that was going to be my question. Why do you have the tape all over your face? Those are
right, that's why.
Pore strips where you're pulling the oil and
now,
gook.
This wasn't the first plan. I had one of these things right here. This is
what is that?
IGEA. Poor sucker.
And it's a device of some kind.
Wow.
And I was trying to do this, but it was $10 at CVS and doesn't work very well.
Hmm.
So
it doesn't work, so you're doing the pore strips.
Right.
Will we get any visible pus from you?
I sure hope so. I had an ex that conned me into doing this years ago, and I had all kinds of goo from
my All right,
ex.
Steve, take your hat off so we can see how many nice blonde hair.
That is a surprise right there. I did not expect to see bleached blonde hair. Though.
Yeah.
He has, like, boy band hair.
Oh, no.
I'll tell you what else about this guy, Steve, for those of you listening. He's a slave to his vanity.
Yeah. Who cares?
Got on a Hawaiian shirt.
Right.
He's got, like, platinum blonde hair.
Sure.
And as I count, you have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 of these big strips.
Yep. Big ones.
Two of them on your forehead, mm-hmm. two on your cheekbones, and one on your nose.
Now, what do you have in your hand now?
I have another one that if you guys are open to this, y'all can put this on one of your noses.
Nah, I can't do that.
You can't eat our DNA.
Fair enough.
Do you ever notice the people that eat things, just are dying to eat things off of other people?
Don't you think he looks like an out-of-work DJ?
Yeah, he does.
Even better, Rob Spiewak's cousin from Iceland.
Oh, I can't laugh.
Rob Spiewak's Icelandic cousin.
Oh, yeah.
He really does.
I'm an Icelandic cowboy in the West.
In the West. All right, so what you're going to do now is, and Lisa, see if you got microphone number 3 up there as well.
Right, now, what are these things called? Biore? What? God, he's got to come over to me.
Now, you can do it on number 4, but just make sure we got 2 mics here.
All right.
We can hear.
I'm gonna peel this off. Ah. All right, there's not much on that one.
All right
now.
But the nose is the gold mine here.
Okay, let's just be quiet while we're hearing him peel the strips off his face.
Ow.
You got any pus on that one?
A little bit. There's some flecks on there.
If you hold it up like this and look at it from the side, you can tell.
Yeah. Oh.
It looks like little trees.
Yeah, there's actually a fair amount on that one.
Okay. Pull the one off your nose.
Okay.
That'll be the gold mine.
Ah.
Hold it up. Ew.
Oh, ew.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. You see that.
Oh, God. It looks like a forest.
That'll help scrape.
Ah, great.
We've got a razor blade to help
knife here.
To help scrape the pus off these pore strips.
All right. All
right. Now off
and then
you forehead.
Can take it off the blade of the razor and wipe it onto the crack.
Oh, my hair.
Ouch, that hurt.
Ow.
Come on, Mike, you got to look at this.
I do. Yep, I am.
Oil. Oh, yeah, there's a lot.
There's a lot.
I see them. And pull the last one off.
Ow.
Boy, those things really fuse onto your skin.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they really do.
Now, what kind of crackers you got there, Steve?
Premium saltine.
Hey, nothing like those premium saltines.
Now, what you're going to do is, he's just had these strips on his face. Like for
his face.
Right.
And for oily, damaged skin.
Right.
What he's going to do, can we get the microphone sound effect down there, Lisa?
He's scraping the Band-Aids
to
get the gook off.
Let's listen.
Oh, dude.
What?
There's all kinds of crap on there.
Yeah.
I guess I shouldn't say that because this is my face.
You got enough to put it on a cracker yet?
I don't know. I think I might just eat these.
You could eat the strips if you want. Put them on a cracker and eat them.
I think that might be easier.
I don't know if you can consume them.
It's not in the release form, right?
Yeah.
You know what's great is through all this, his complexion is really glowing.
It's oil and dirt and bacteria and usually smells pretty bad.
Is it like blackhead stuff also?
Yeah, it's just oil plugs from your skin, from your pores.
And like any zits that he had.
Oh, that's enough. Wipe that on the cracker.
Any zits that he had would have been
right.
Popped
blackheads and that kind of thing.
Oh, God.
Now, what do you got over there, Steve? What do you got?
Show the blade.
Oh, okay. Look what's on the razor blade.
I'd like to
come
see.
Come on, look.
I just saw it.
Yeah. Oh, hey, bud.
Hold on, we got another
all right, very
helper
good.
On
there
the phone.
Go. Hey, there goes prom guy. Look at that.
Hi,
hey.
Hey, Barty, come here for
looking
a second.
Looking sharp.
Hello, Don and Mike. Hello.
Hello.
Hey.
Yeah, I want to suggest that he sucks on those pore strips.
He should do that instead of eating them. He should suck them.
I think he should eat his own BM, I would think. Or maybe make tea with his underwear.
Well, this is certainly
sounds like the guy from New York.
A wacky happenstance. But as it turns out, my son is here doing a senior project, and he's off to his senior prom tonight. Look at him wearing the tux. This was a tux that Pop-Pop used to wear.
There you go.
That
all right.
My past father-in-law wore back when he was a young man. It's like retro almost now for Bart.
Yeah, which is kind of a neat look.
Bart, have a great time at your prom tonight. Step up and say goodbye to everybody. Bye. Now, you see this dude who took this stuff off his face?
Yeah.
The pores?
Mm-hmm.
You see all the stuff on the razor blade?
Yeah.
Is it gross?
Yeah.
What do you mean?
Yeah. I'd eat it.
Oh.
Incidentally, that's a nice shirt that you have. Where'd you get that shirt?
Oh, from the dry cleaning you made me pick up when I got my tux?
Uh-huh. Whose shirt is that?
My father's shirt.
Yes.
It was at the dry cleaners.
So granddad's tux and your shirt.
Wow. Oh, no. Not the tuxedo shirt. You see the Seattle Seahawks?
You got a Hawaiian
shirt you have on.
What? Man, I don't have
they get to be a certain age and they do chores.
Well, no. Here's the deal, though. He'll do a chore like he goes and picks up the dry cleaning.
Yeah.
And oftentimes I'll go through and I'll go, wait, hold on. Where's this shirt of mine? And he'll go, oh, I wore it.
Okay. I'm not going to wear this shirt. I took it all in the bag so I could change upstairs. I'm bringing it back out to my car.
So you're not gonna you're not gonna wear my
no
shirt?
No, look at it.
Oh, you are cold. You are cold. Now who hooked you up for this prom and you treat me like that?
I'm sorry.
Who hooked you up like that? And really, be honest, who constantly steals my sweats?
I do.
Right.
Sometimes.
And what about? What's the worst crime against humanity that you steal from me? Lucky
Packer
socks.
Oh,
yeah,
man.
I can't tell you how many times.
Oh, man, that's your sacred clothing.
On ratings days.
don't take them on ratings days.
I go, and really I don't mind if Bart takes one of my Nike sweatshirts or even a Hawaiian shirt to wear. I don't care. But, man, you don't touch my lucky Packer socks.
So you've gone in there.
You're the only two guys who wear Hawaiian shirts, okay?
And the only two guys who wear Hawaiian shirts, according to Homer Simpson, are... Say it.
Big fat party animals and guys who like men.
All right, have a great time at your prom tonight.
Okay.
We'll see you later.
There
bye.
You drive carefully.
Hey, don't forget all the stuff I told you. Okay? I don't want to lecture you.
Now, during this whole time...
You don't want me to say it to you on the radio, but don't forget all the stuff I told you. You know. Right. Okay. Love you. Be a good man. Make me proud of you.
During
what, Robbie?
You know what he could do?
I was just going to say, during this whole time, Steve here has been scraping the pore strips and putting it on the cracker.
Wow. Short of swallowing the pore strips, he could also bite down on them and scrape out.
Scrape with his teeth.
Like eating an artichoke.
Yeah. Yeah, just, yeah, exactly.
You know what I mean?
Hello, Don and Mike.
You guys want to see.
Hello.
Hey, Don and Mike. Nothing against you guys, but you're wondering why they're bumping you for Rumsfeld?
It doesn't make sense.
This is some kind of wacky joke
commentary. It doesn't make sense.
Well, no, no. My only thing, I don't ever bother you guys. I just have one request. After the show, take this guy directly for a psych eval and then shoot him between the eyes. Please.
And so this is bothering you, the fact that he's scraping his pus and putting it on a cracker.
Do you think it's normal, Mike? I mean, I know it's a show. And it's
I think it's as normal as America.
Excellent. Okay. Love you guys.
F off. Yeah. We hate you. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, guys. Sorry to be technical, but it's not pus that this guy's eating. I mean, that pus is infectious material from a wound. Not
what,
pus.
What is it he's eating, then?
I don't know. Maybe, like, curly fries and Jamocha?
Oil and dirt and bacteria.
Now he's got.
Why are all the helpers calling?
He's got the machine up on his nose right now.
Just to see if he can get more, I guess.
Listen, we saw him peel the stuff off his face, mm-hmm. and we've seen him scrape it off the Band-Aids, mm-hmm. and it came to a nice little ball of skin and leavings.
You ready to eat your first cracker?
Yeah, I guess. Eat the cracker, and then I think Rob was absolutely right. What we need you to do is suck on each of the Band-Aids.
I got the one from the nose and one of the other ones. Those are the ones.
Eat, son. Eat.
All right,
eat.
All right. Make it happen, Steve.
All right.
How's it taste, my friend?
Bad texture?
I would do. Uh-huh. Eat it.
It looks like there's extra salt on that salt.
Don't just look at it, Steve. Eat it.
All right.
That is disgusting.
Oh.
Now it's time for you to... what you ought to do... You know, we were going to have a guy that was going to do that waxing and chew.
Mm-hmm.
This is a combination between what Rob wants to do and eating them. Chew them like gum.
Get one of those strips that you had on your face and chew it like gum very loudly.
And I don't do this very often. Put them all in your mouth and chew them like
gum. Oh, good. I hope these are non-toxic.
Not me.
Yeah, I'm sure they are, actually.
Why don't you just save one?
It's just hypoallergenic.
Why don't you save one for me that you can eat like the avocado? Okay. And just put the rest of them in your mouth right now. And before you do that, here's an actual term. A guy on the phone says he has the actual term for what it is you're eating. Sean?
Hey, Don and Mike. Great to God.
Howdy. What is it that Steve's eating?
It's actually called sebaceous matter. It's called sebum. And it's dirt and sweat and, you know, just all the greasy stuff that comes off the food that collects underneath the hair follicles.
Now, this is a healthy call right
there.
Yeah, helpful.
You're really a helper. Thank you. Okay, go ahead. Chew them all. And chew them loudly right in the microphones here, so we can hear you. Now, Mike, why must you look away?
Because it's...
You are looking away always.
I'm looking at this guy's nose. He's got a little bumpy factor up there.
Okay, now you can spit that out.
Spew over there.
And now the last strip, strip that you had on your pimply nose.
He did not bring a chaser in.
I should have.
That'd
be better than nothing.
The last strip you had on your pimply nose. Please, as you would
an artichoke.
Do that thing where you're like,
scrape it with your teeth.
Scrape it with your teeth.
Ready? One, two, three, go.
Ah. A little spittle.
Ah, bacteria.
Thank you to the albino Ray Romano.
There he is.
Steve.
That's Steve, everyone.
Wow.
Steve. There you go, Steve. All right, get all your crap out of here.
It's pretty strong.
We're
going
to need to towel down that counter.
Pretty strong, my friend. Thank you.
Steve, clean yourself. Police your station, please. I'm just talking about those two strips closest to me.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Don!
Thank you.
Hey, Don and Mike. Hi.
Hey, Don.
Yeah.
Man, I got to tell you, I got one comment for what's going on.
Yes.
Yes, it's the holiday weekend. Yes. We haven't pointed that out yet.
It's low pressure. People
right.
seem to love it.
Mm-hmm.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, Don.
I know you're going to like what's next, the girl with the temporary tattoo.
I just want to say that that's what I call balance.
Hello there.
Hey, Don.
Yeah.
I was wondering what kind of Dutch Masters you guys...
guys. That's the last break.
We'd like to once again say happy Memorial Day weekend.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Enjoy.
Hello?
Don and Mike.
Yeah.
Hey, is that white cracker still there?
No, he just left the studio.
Oh, that white cracker is a real greaseball, I'll tell you, man. Oh, I got one more question for
man,
Mike.
Hey, man, I mean, Mike? No, I don't. I refuse.
Isn't that redundant, white cracker?
Yeah. Well, he was, I believe, a play on words. He's a real greaseball, white cracker.
Oh, okay, all right, I get jokes. Yeah, you spent the afternoon with the Gags Gang. Hello, Don and Mike.
Hello.
Hello.
Yeah, I think the images you were presenting to us are pretty disgusting because it's going to give your listeners nightmares, especially when they're thinking about, where's your BM detector now?
That's the real guy. That's the guy.
That's the real guy, right?
Will we be able to speak with him?
Hello?
Hello?
Now, are you the real guy?
Yeah.
Okay, here's a question for you.
Yeah?
The guy you call who says, you're
gone.
Who is that disc jockey?
He's he hosts some sort of a local show here in New York.
Well, he's the best. When you call him, he's the best.
I would guess that there are that many. There's so many obscure little shows that you just do. You hunt for them and try to find the ones that are calling shows.
Well, yeah, I hunt for them, and I'm like kind of running low on shows these days. I'm trying to go for national shows, but there aren't that many of you syndicated out there that I could hear.
You've got to find out that guy's name, though. The guy that says, well, thank you very much for doing so.
Including the voucher, ha, ha.
Yes, I just passed it off to Joe for you.
You're gone. Hi, Charlie.
There's a show he can call next Thursday.
Whoa.
How wonderfully evil, Charlie.
See you, Burper guy.
You got it, friend.
Bye-bye. Thank
That's
you.
The
all
guy.
Right. All right, gentle person. Get out of here.
Bye-bye.
Goodbye.
You know, in a way, I felt like I was kind of talking to a celebrity.
Yeah.
When we come back, we'll continue. What would you do for a trip to Las Vegas? You're going to meet Patty, who has temporary tattoos. Now, this girl said, when she called in, that she would put them anywhere of our choosing.
Anywhere. More than one?
I think there's more than one.
Good.
There's temporary tattoos. And, I vote for her taint.
And I see no reason to mount an argument.
No. So let's, you might want to mount the argument. let's bring her in.
Yeah.
Right after this commercial.
Tease.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Okay, we're back.
So why don't we go to our first caller?
We have Harvey in Manhattan.
Good afternoon, gentlepersons. How are you both?
Good, how are you?
I'm great. First, I just want to say that I've accepted Jesus Christ as my personal savior.
All right.
And my question is about my little boy. He hangs out with other little boys, and they taunt each other about each other's religions, and there are occasions where I'll go into his room, and I'll find him literally, practically eating his own BM while he's listening to the Don and Mike show. And I was wondering if you think this is healthy for little boys to be doing this sort of thing.
How old is your boy?
He's 27.
Where's your BM detector now, see?
Oh, I don't know how you got that call through. I gotta hang up on this guy. You know, we used to use a delay for morons. You know what? I haven't had a call like that in years. Because of call identifying, you think that the morons were gone.
The Don and Mike Show.
Is anyone listening?
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe.
Is anyone listening?
Don and Mike are the afternoon guys.
The cure for your anal spasms. The Don and Mike Show.
Right. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Don and Mike.
Howdy.
Annika's sore ass stain has just bogeyed another hole.
That makes four today.
So what is her score? How many over par is she?
She's plus four. She needs at least three birdies to make the cut with eight of the hardest holes coming up.
All right, my friend.
She's in bad shape. I don't. Who? What was the bet?
You want to go double or nothing?
You gonna press that?
Sure, I'll go $40.
All right.
Remember, everybody, I'm voting for the woman playing the man's game.
You think she's gonna make the cut?
I really do,
dude. She's got. She's the wheels have fallen off.
Hey, there's no need to go on. You made your point,
dude.
You made your point,
dude.
Hey, love you guys here in Baltimore. Stop by this jackass has got it on online.
Live?
It's only been 10 years.
Live 105. Shut up. Thank you for the...
Nah, I'm not going to do that.
The nice...
I'm not going to go double... I'm not doing that to you.
You're not?
No.
What do you mean you're not doing that to
me? Because that's stealing from you. Yeah. She's not going to make the cut.
Consider it charity.
All right. Double or nothing.
Double or nothing. I bet on her. And after she wins,
Rob holds up three fingers. No, I'm not going to say triple or nothing.
And after she makes the cut, she's going to make somebody dinner.
That's right.
Well, wait a minute. Double or nothing would mean that I had already won a bet, so I haven't won yet.
So all we've done is raise the stakes.
We raised the bet. It's a $40 bet instead of a $20 bet.
Right.
$40. You want to make it $100? No.
I'll do it.
I'm kidding. I know.
I really think
you're making a point.
No, I really think the broad is going to make the cut.
She's going to make three birdies in the last nine holes?
See, Mike, I golf, but I don't even know the birdie bogey stuff. Mm. I just know she's going to have a low enough score. I think she's going to have a low enough score.
Now the thing is,
to make the cut,
we might not know before we get off the air.
Then we
possible.
Have. Then we have some drama going into Tuesday's show.
Drama,
don't we? Hello, some drama.
Drama for everybody.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Yeah, Buzz.
Yes.
Buzz, I would like to let you know that I'd love to be the cure for your anal spasm.
Oh, boy, stop Buzz, it. Buzz is what really is it today. I don't know. It's a love. Happy Memorial Day weekend, everybody.
Hello, yeah. Don and Mike.
Doc.
Yeah.
Did your wife put you up to this bet? Mike,
yeah.
you got it in the bag, buddy.
Man, Don
take
knows
all,
that.
Take all of his money.
No, you know,
Don knows that.
No, I don't. Listen, I would have made this bet with you.
No, but as you said, you don't know the difference between the I mean, you don't. You play it, but you don't.
But I know that she has to play well enough to beat at least half of the golfers in the field to make the cut.
The cut is determined, you know, by it's a predetermined number. It can be four under, it can be even par,
and it can
be four over, yeah, it can
right.
be, yeah, but usually it's somewhere between even par and like three over.
I know this about Annika. She likes to come from behind. And
my lady.
That's fine with me.
She's my lady.
So go ahead.
She's my big strapping Swede.
Make it happen.
You got any updates?
No, that was the latest.
Annika, put it in the hole. Put it all in the hole.
Do you think she grabs her putter loosely or tightly?
Oh, tightly.
Mm-hmm.
Very tightly. Nice grip.
Yeah.
Back and forth.
What kind of shafts do you think she uses in her club?
Long, hard ones. And big heads.
On her, like driver and three wood?
Like Callaway's. Big, big mushroom heads.
I never looked at her head covers. You know how Tiger Woods has, like, stuffed animals and stuff? Uh-huh. What does Annika put on her heads?
The vaginal.
What? What are you talking about?
Exactly.
I don't understand you, Mr. Brinkley.
Well, they're hairy. They have, like, pubes on them.
Oh, clams.
Yes. So they look like vaginal.
Clam covers.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Don.
Yeah.
Do not make that bet. Are you crazy? Donald,
yes.
Save your money. This woman will not make the cut.
Do
please,
you believe
I'm
in miracles?
You.
All you guys.
Donis, it is not beyond the realm of possibility that the woman could come in with three birdies in the last eight, nine holes.
What do you guys
care? Are you kidding me?
What do you guys care? Listen, this is the problem.
God, even though I got the bet, now I'd love to see her do
it. There are so many guys, like all you guys that are calling me, telling me it's a bad bet.
Mm-hmm.
So many guys that are threatened by the fact that there's a broad out there playing with the men.
That's right. What it is.
I mean,
why is that, incidentally? I'm curious why a guy would be like the sore blank stain, you know? What's that
I don't
about?
Get it. I don't
Hello,
know.
Don and Mike show.
Hey, Don.
Yeah.
Don, I was really hoping she would make the cut, dude. She ain't making the cut, dude. She had three bogeys in a row.
I thought for a second this guy was saying dude on purpose.
Dude, no. Dude.
Listen, obviously, I want to take
it. Seems like guys that use the word dude are calling right now.
Don't have a problem with this. Everybody, just don't have a problem with it. Right, hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, Bodies.
Hey.
Hey, don't you know that when she has those big mushroom head covers, her head covers are going to be rubber?
Right. Okay.
Yeah.
Bye-bye.
Okay. For protection.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Don.
Yeah.
Mike.
Hello.
What up? Hey, first of all, I agree with you about your bet, Don. You should take that bet. Hello?
Yeah, I'm listening.
Okay, but I also want to warn Mike, though, because I remember, like, a few months back, you guys bet on that Joe Millionaire thing, and Mike actually won that bet.
I've won some bets.
Yeah.
The only bets I don't win with Don are...
But you agreed that Don won the bet when he didn't, because...
I don't think you won that bet, because the bet was that somehow in the end, Fox would have a happy ending, that they wouldn't really screw all those girls.
Wait, I lost that bet.
You lost the bet because the girl ended up getting a half a million bucks.
Yeah, and I agreed with that. I agree with my loss on that bet.
So what I'm saying is that you said, Mike, that... You wouldn't deny the fact they may give him $1 million, but Don was saying that that he would always have $1 million, and they would say, "Hi, audience, we screwed you."
Can I ask you a question?
Sure.
What are you planning for Memorial Day weekend? What are you doing?
But hold on, not to totally go back in the time machine.
Yeah.
But the truth of the matter is, Fox did have the last laugh on the audience.
Yeah, I agree.
No, the truth of it is, the truth of it is, I took one for the team in that bet.
No,
I'm joking now. I have no memory of it whatsoever.
Don and Mike, hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Yeah, I'm tired of hearing about all this golf and women and stuff. I thought it was supposed to be a man show. This is all, next thing you know, you'd be talking about the WNBA or something.
Now, here's...
You can breathe into the phone a little heavier.
Here's another one of the guys who, for whatever reason, has got a problem with this broad playing golf.
I don't have a problem with the broad playing golf. I just have a problem with all the golf talk.
Well, we've been talking about this.
Golf is horrible. It's
we've been,
about
it's
more
not
like
horrible.
Tattoos
hey,
on
we've
the
been
paint.
We've been talking about this for exactly 7 minutes.
That's 7 minutes too long.
Well, you're a dumb douche.
Oh, dude.
Dude, you are.
Dude.
It's another dude.
Let's talk about tattoos on the taint,
now,
drinking tobacco,
drinking
pus.
Let's talk about how we hope that somehow on this long 3-day weekend, you're one of the people that ends up dead.
Nah, I think I'll be the lucky one that's the drunk driver that hits somebody else and they die.
Oh, we got a real a-hole
here.
Hold on, yeah.
You're going to be the lucky drunk driver that what?
Tags somebody else and they die.
He just gave out the rest of his phone number.
Voluntarily.
Now, hold on a second. They deleted that out.
Yeah.
Now, that stinks because the guy...
That does stink. The guy gave his own number out.
Mm-hmm. The guy's on the air saying he's going to be a drunk driver killing someone this weekend.
Right. Which is not effing funny at all. In fact, nothing he said was funny. No.
I start playing with the guy by giving out the first 6 digits of his phone number.
Teasing.
He gives out the last 4, and some overzealous douchebag...
Maybe lots of them.
...hits the dump button.
That's not right.
No, the deal is like if Mike, you be the guy. If I say... Okay, 202-432-5555. Hi, Charlie.
And I'll be overzealous every time.
But if I'm just giving out the first 4 digits, and he gives out the less...
How did I know he was going to do that?
Let me ask you a question. What if we had said... Why don't you give your whole phone number?
Still there? Okay, well then...
If he wants to give out his whole phone number...
And they just did it again. Now,
we had a chance to get it that time because the guy would have given his whole number out.
But I only gave the first 4.
That doesn't sound.
Or the first 6.
At what point did he say, go ahead and do that?
Well, here's the thing. If I say, Charlie, your home phone number is 202-432, and you say 1067, well... You show me a lawyer that's going to say...
Seems like consent. Yeah, but I think my issue is getting the number, not arguing this little point here, is getting the number out. And I think if we ask him, sir, would you mind giving us your full number, please?
Right now?
Yeah, please.
410
646-716-1445.
Could you do that one more time?
See, he just one,
that we need to do. That's because he doesn't have the balls to do that.
See why we dumped you?
And now you turn your radio up.
And yeah, I just walked into my room. I was listening to myself.
And you have a problem with Annika Sorensen.
So what say?
No, I don't have a problem with Annika Sorensen. I'm just tired of all the golf talk.
Well, what say you to the fact
I've listened to your show to hear a chick put a tattoo on her teeth.
Well, that's coming up. But wait a minute. Let me ask you a question. How come you don't have the balls to give out your phone number?
I was supposed to be down there shaving my pubes and putting them on my face.
How come you don't have the balls to give out your phone number? You don't, do you?
It's Friday night. I'll be going out in a little bit. I don't need to be hearing all these messages when I get home.
Well, you just want to be a man.
Don't you think that like-thinking people would be calling you saying, hey, dude, you were so right that Don and Mike were talking about Annika Sorensen for 10 minutes on their show.
And don't you think that would make
up? But now it's up to 15 minutes because you've been talking to me for 5.
But wouldn't that make up for the fact that you pussied out and didn't come down here to play our game?
And it was actually, I didn't get off work till 3 o'clock. And
whatever.
I live in Harford,
whatever.
Well, just for the record.
For the record, I would have come down there, like, me shaving my pubes and glowing to my face would have beat the dude drinking the tobacco.
Somebody already called that yesterday and couldn't make it down because they were coming from Philly. You don't have any original ideas at all.
I called yesterday. My name's on the list. I have a message on my machine right here from your producer, Lisa.
Well, then why don't you give your phone number out?
Nah.
Why?
It's done and over with.
Oh, this is Matt. So, Matt, why did you call yesterday? Boy, we got another axe to grind with you. Why did you call yesterday to say that you're going to participate in the contest and then you're not?
Because I had every intention of coming in and doing it. I just got off of work at 3 o'clock and I can't make it from Harford County to Fairfax.
I think that the issue might be that Matt might be a little bitter, too.
Yeah.
Bitter?
That you're not participating and you don't have any chance to win that fabulous trip.
Nah.
And you got some problem.
Nah.
Some problem with the fact that this chick is playing golf with the men.
I don't even really care that she's playing golf with the men. I'm just tired about hearing the golf talk. Well, you'll be talking about the WNBA.
Okay, listen here.
It's the Don and Mike show, and they'll say what they win.
This is the biggest sports story in probably the last 6 months.
But listen, the bottom line is, do you understand how this works? There's a reason that Mike and I are sitting behind the microphones, talking into them and having our voices carried over the radio, and you are listening. There's a reason for that.
TV.
Pardon me?
That's because you can't make it on TV.
No.
You have radio faces.
The reason is, it has nothing to do with our faces. The reason is, you see, we are doing it, and you're listening to it.
True.
True.
Man, I'm glad you finally noodled
well,
that
see.
Out.
Let's see. I have you guys. I have HFS, no. 98 Rock, no. Or DC 101.
Right.
So it's like a lesser of
four. So now we're going to hear, right, there's nothing else
you know,
to listen to.
You are really
so you just listen to our...
I'll be listening to Ronald Dumsfeld next week at this time.
You know, you are really a BS person. You want to participate in our games. You listen every day. But yet you're a little bitter about us. You're a little bitter about everything. And you're probably a little bitter about the fact that you don't have much going on.
Listen, I'm sorry that Mike and I have what must appear to you to be pretty fabulous lives. I'm really sorry that for whatever reason God has smiled on us and God has crapped on you. I'm real sorry.
You're more number three on me than crapped.
Well, you know, whatever. I mean, you're obviously not a happy dude.
Plenty happy. Don't worry.
No, you're not.
No, you're not.
Come on.
You guys are sitting here judging me after talking to me for about 3 seconds.
Yeah, absolutely. Because you know what? We've gotten lots of calls over the years from guys like you, and usually you fall into a category.
We're an excellent judge of character.
What category is that?
Loser.
A-hole.
Bitter.
The category
How about that
you find yourself.
How is that? What's that?
The category you find yourself.
No. Define ourselves? No, I would say, well, first, goes without saying, handsome. Second, fabulous. Third,
fat.
Great. Fourth, wonderful. Fifth, exotic.
I tell you, if there was a radio program that I listened to enough, and I was more than the average listener, that I was going to participate in one of their games, and I actually called in. Hold on, shut up for a second. I'd worry about the psyche, about the psychology of somebody that's calling to bust their balls. It's weird, man. It doesn't make any sense.
And really, the whole thing was this. Hey, I'm trying
to get a beat from one of your callers.
I'm dying. Well, that's impossible since your number was never given out on the show because you're a pussy.
It just came out private name and private number. I just figured somebody was calling with the calling card.
What, do you got a little congestion or what? Or do you always breathe through your mouth?
Smoking weed.
Smoking weed. Okay, yeah. Good. That's good. That's good. And that's interesting, too.
Cool.
And you're going to be...
Since we really do have your phone number.
And as you said earlier, you're going to be driving drunk this weekend, and you're going to be...
As
one,
I said earlier, you guys are just taking me seriously.
I'm just quoting you that you're one of the people that's going to be driving drunk and kill somebody and get away with it.
Pretty much.
Yeah, that's what you said, and then you talked about smoking weed, and the fact is we didn't give your number out on the air, but we certainly have your phone number.
I'm a felon, I admit it.
You're a felon.
I admit it.
So you're a felon, and you're going to drive drunk this weekend and kill somebody, and you like pot.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I used to smoke pot. I don't have a problem with that. But I've never drove drunk and killed anybody.
No.
Drove drunk?
Drove drunk. Driven drunk.
Mm. Well, you said I never drove drunk.
Right.
That's great. Right.
And I definitely never called some radio show and just made an ass out of myself.
That's Friday. I'm pretty drunk, kind of high.
Oh, you're kind of... You're already drunk and high.
Yeah, I start the weekend early, man. It's Memorial Day.
Memorial Day.
Hate to hear him when he's not.
I'm going to breathe through my mouth some more. There you go.
Okay. Well, listen.
This is getting boring.
You know, you're... That's the first thing you've said that actually makes sense.
Hey, man.
You are not an exciting person.
But part of the
thing... And you guys aren't making this conversation exciting either, so it's pretty...
Yeah, we're moving it along. We do that with idiots because we could really...
See, again, now, I'm going to have to explain this to you one more time. We're here, and you are there. And the reason that we are here is that we can take someone of limited intelligence like you, a biased, drunk, high, idiot, degenerate, and we can turn it into 15 minutes... A pretty good radio. And again, the difference between us and you, between having the gift of God and being a person that God has smiled upon to give them a great life, the difference is that when we're done with you, I press a button and you're out of our lives forever. The problem with you is when you hang up the telephone, you're still in your skin. You've got to go through the whole weekend being a drunk, high, loser jerk off.
Partying, having fun, getting women.
The fact is,
you're so happening.
If you had that shaken, my friend, you would not be dealing with us right now.
Because you're happening. Because you're happening. It's 5:30 on the Friday of Memorial Day.
Right.
You're already drunk and you're calling a talk show.
We like to call this the angry time. We get calls, believe it or not, and I don't know whether you're aware of it or not, and you probably aren't. We get calls during holiday weekends towards the end of the show every single holiday. From guys like you.
You're like the poster child.
Because you really don't have a lot happening.
Nah, not a whole lot.
You know? No, that's it.
You don't. And
well, don't take it out on us.
And again, I'm sorry that
I'm
we have...
I'm that you guys are talking about golf.
And no, it's more than that. It's more than that.
You guys got 20 minutes to do the
golf. Listen! It's our show, douchebag!
Well, hurry the F up. Get to the
you
with the
shut the F up. It's our show.
Man, you guys are getting all riled up.
Not really.
Yeah.
That was pretend. See, you don't get it. You really don't get it. If I was really mad at you, you would have never gotten on the air. For you see, I'll explain to you one last time. Mike and I are the guys doing the show. Repeat after me. Mike and I are doing the show. Say, Don and Mike are doing the show. Say it. Say it.
Of course you won't.
Of course I won't.
Who has the power on the show?
Your producer, Ronald Dumfield.
Do your friends consider you humorous? And be honest with me.
Excuse me? I got a call. I didn't hear what you said.
Do your friends consider you humorous?
At times.
At what times? When they get trashed?
Nah,
because I have the blessed life, and because I'm here with my finely manicured hands, looking at this expensive piece of machinery that you could, if you were here, you would think you're behind the cockpit of a 747. You couldn't figure out how to turn on the goddamn microphone, much less say anything.
You know, we haven't actually gotten into that. What do you do for a living, sir?
I'm a groundskeeper. Take care of athletic fields.
You take care of athletic fields?
Yeah.
But you don't like hearing about golf?
No. Mm-hmm. Golf, no.
Well,
I would say in that job you probably don't have a lot of time for golf.
Getting back to my original point, you are getting boring, and being as
I'm the blessed one with the career that you wish you had, and I'm sorry that you've come out of God's bung.
It's at this point
that, would you say that again?
Blah, blah, blah.
That I just hang up on your ass.
There's the power.
Okay?
There's always one. Every holiday weekend, there is always one.
At least. Always 5:30.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And usually 6:30, but we have Buzz at 6:30.
I really don't mind if there's some guy that's just being a dick.
Mm.
But he got me when he started saying that stuff about, I'm going to be the one that goes out driving drunk this weekend and kills somebody and gets away with it.
Yeah, not funny.
You know, not funny.
Just flapping his mouth and letting whatever comes out, you know, putting no thought into it whatsoever.
But, hey... was a good break.
Absolutely.
Was a good break.
Absolutely. You got to get one guy like that.
Oh, yeah.
For those of you that are traveling to, even with the inclement weather, your parties and your fun activities with family, and enjoy your weekend.
There you go.
Think that it could be worse. It could be somebody like that guy.
Now,
you could be him.
When we come back, you know what? We got to wind this contest up.
Yes.
We'll bring in Patty and her temporary tattoos, and we'll give away the trip to Las Vegas. Stand by for more action.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Saturday night in America's heartland, and the Colemans are enjoying a sizzling plate of monkey fajitas. Thursday's a great night for monkey kebabs. And hey, Mom, after school, the kids really love fried monkey fingers. Grab it by the tail, throw it in the skillet. Tasty, nutritious, in just 20 minutes from cage to plate. Mmm, monkey. It's what's for dinner.
The Don and Mike Show.
America's favorite turgid talkers, Don and Mike.
Don, Mike, both of you, idiots.
Hey, what happened?
All right, bring the girl in.
Bring the girl.
It's going to end up just being a three-person competition. We've taken phone calls today and had fun. We're just down to the three best.
Patty is going to put on temporary tattoos. Hi, Patty.
Here she is. And
Patty.
Cutie. Hi, Patty.
Hello.
Hi, where are you from?
Virginia.
And the celebrity you think you most resemble?
Maybe a little Susan Lucci.
But you're really doing yourself a disservice by saying that.
Yeah, because
she's
about 100 years younger than Susan Lucci.
She's kind of an old hag. I mean, for an old hag, she looks good.
Yeah.
But, you're nice. Now, the temporary tattoos are... Oh, thank you. Passing it over.
And I was hoping I could actually do the licking instead of the sticking.
Sure.
Okay.
You want to lick them and stick...
On one of you guys, you know.
What's this? What do you want
to
do?
Tattoos. I wanted to lick the tattoos on you guys.
You wanted to lick the tattoos on us.
What do you mean? Would you want to put the tattoos on us?
Yes.
No.
No, Patty, the deal is you have to put the tattoos on. Isn't that what you said when you called?
No, it truly isn't.
Oh dear.
Jeez. Oh, so you're not going to put them on your taint?
If I don't have to, I don't want to.
Well, no, you don't have to.
Well, honey, you're not going to win anything if you put a tattoo on us.
Where did the breakdown in communication? Did anyone talk to you today before?
I've already got a real tattoo, and so does Buzz.
Yeah.
When I talked to Joe earlier, because I was listening to the radio station.
Joe. I believe I see what the problem is. You talked to who?
Joe. And, on the way home last night, I told him, or actually I was listening to it last night, and after I hung up, I heard you guys say that the number one place was the taint. And so right there, I knew that might be a problem. Mm-hmm. So when Joe called today to confirm, I told him that I had a problem with that and that I didn't.
But did anybody tell you this, Don, by any chance?
Negative.
And he told me, like, basically, you never know how things might turn out. So
let me...
Let's run our show that way, Joe.
Let me call back there. Jesus. Okay, Joey. Now, Joe.
Well, you think it was just going to work out?
What?
Joe, this girl doesn't want to put the tattoo on her taint.
Never said she was going to put it on her taint.
But it was never explained or put on the sheet. Hold on, let me find the sheet of tattoos.
And the taint that you... is the spot.
Hold on, it's right here. Joe, you gave me the sheet, typed up. Her name is Patty. It says... temporary tattoos where you want.
I wanted them on.
That's how I understood it. I understood that she would put a temporary tattoo on wherever you guys wanted.
On her own body.
Yeah, which I translated into...
But on us? Why, honey, what's the fun in that?
I like you guys. I love you guys. Oh, you're the radio gods.
No, see, this was the only chance.
No. This is wrong on so many levels.
So, I mean, just to cut to the chase, you have no intention of putting any temporary tattoos anywhere on your naked body?
Not on my taint.
Not on your taint.
What about on your boobs?
Oh, that I could do.
Okay. Yeah, see how quickly we come around.
Hey, guys.
All right, bye, dummy. But I just want to
laugh.
Joe. Because he knows I don't mean it. Well, I mean, he is dumb, but I like him.
Yeah. Well, you mean it, but you mean it in a loving way.
Yeah.
Right.
When I call him dummy, it's like calling him friend.
Right.
Let me just say, though, you are going against Wayne the Sailor, who drank his own tobacco spit, 8 ounces worth.
Right.
And Steve the Albino Ray Romano, who sucked his own... squeezed out pores from these Band-Aids and put them on crackers and then ate the band, chewed up the Band-Aid. So you really got to do something.
So, I mean, the way we understood this, just to make it clear one last time, is that you would be putting the tattoos on your body where we told you to.
That was a misunderstanding from the very beginning.
Okay.
I wanted to be the one licking the tattoos, not them on me.
Well, then why would we give you a trip to Las Vegas for doing that?
Maybe you liked my tongue. I don't know.
Well, what? I mean, you lick the back of a tattoo and then you just place it on?
I don't know. You put the tattoo, like, right here, and then you use your tongue to make it stick.
Oh, I see. No, see,
Well, what if I... Now, of course, you know, look at the ring.
You're right.
I'm happily married. It's got two X's, which indicates 20, so there's over 20 years. But let's just say, theoretically... that I said, okay, I'll do it your way. I'm going to put the tattoo on my penis. Would you still lick it?
I knew you wouldn't do that.
What? Okay. How about if I put the tattoo
your
on my...
thigh, your hiney.
What if I put it on my ass?
Hiney.
You'd lick my ass?
Sure. Because really, I'm licking the tattoo. The tattoo's placed on your hiney.
Since that was a misunderstanding, you will put the tattoos on your breasts?
Somebody has to lick them on their breasts?
Somebody has to lick them on our breasts?
What you're telling me?
Buzz?
I don't know. I will if you need it.
Let me see if my wife will let this girl lick my ass. Because you have to do one on my ass and one on your breast.
And while I'm thinking of it, the seller guy would like his can of tobacco. He said he left it.
Hold on a second. Wait a minute. Let me try. Did she just pick up?
Might have been her voicemail.
Voicemail?
Yeah, it could have been.
Okay. Let me tell you, my ass is a place you don't want to go. I mean, even just the cheek. Even if I just pull down my pants a little bit and just let you see some
right
of the...
Some of the
meat, like in my, you know, my meaty... What do you call it?
Glutes.
Mm-hmm. Glutes?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
They're not tanned and muscular?
Hello?
Well, now, I do run. I run like 3 miles a day. Hey, baby?
Yes, my darling.
Because we got this girl who won't put the tattoos on her taint. Would you have a problem? I have on my NFL stretchy pants. If I pulled the pants down a little bit to show a little bit of my butt cheek, if I put this temporary tattoo there and she licked it on, would you have a problem with that?
Oh, is someone licking your butt?
Yes.
How would you feel if I had that?
That's, darling, with the way things are going so great between us, that's why I'm asking.
No, let me ask you, would you feel, I don't even have to answer this, maybe, how would you feel if I had
No,
that?
Of course I wouldn't, but you've seen my butt, though. I mean, it's kind of funny to think a girl would be licking my butt.
I'm not worried about what the girl thinks about, I'm worried about how you would like it.
Well, I think it's gross.
No.
It's interesting, though, that you volunteered your butt with all the talk that you do.
But not like where the food comes out.
Mm-hmm.
No, right.
The outside.
Right.
No.
On the outside.
That's stepping over the line. And once you put one toe over the line, it gets easier and easier.
One toe over the line, sweet Jesus.
All right, honey. Well, that's why I called.
All right. Thanks for asking.
Okay.
All right. Bye, I love you. Bye.
I love you, too. Bye-bye. Well, you just missed out on the opportunity of a lifetime.
To lick Don's butt.
to lick my ass. So now you're going to have to, it's got to be you on your boobs.
It's got to be her.
Or else we'll give it to the sailor or the other guy.
Yeah, I'm going to disqualify myself.
All right, thank you very much. Thank you, Patty. Thank you. Goodbye. Miscommunication. Thank you very much.
Goodbye.
How unfortunate.
Yes. All right.
Goodbye.
Good prep.
There you go.
Makes the voting easier.
I just wrote a word on this temporary tattoo. Except for it to work, I would have had to have written it on backwards.
Yes.
Yeah.
Ouch.
Nice. Yeah. Nice job. Nice job.
What's the word? There she's going. There she goes walking down the hallway with her friend Joe.
Hey, I didn't know.
Hey, real sorry about that. What's your fan number?
You know, but the thing is, he's just naturally dumb. I can't get mad at him. It's not
but also, she, I will tell, in fairness to Joe, she also was in here and said she would put them on her breast and then said no again.
Yeah. And also,
so, I mean, I think there were probably lots of miscommunications.
Listen, that C word was, and I'll use it now that she's gone. She's also been sitting in the lobby for 3 hours hearing us say
at least
she's going to put it on her tank.
Yeah, I mean, you'll see her at the mall this weekend.
Jesus.
Buying more tattoos.
Well, look, and this will actually work out that, as it turns out on this temporary tattoo, this sticky piece of paper, the word that I wrote, I can put right here on my arm. And, oh, it's backwards. Oh, hold on. See, look at that. Wouldn't that make a beautiful tattoo?
That'll last all weekend.
C word right there.
Yeah, yeah, perfect.
I gotta get rid of that before my wife.
Fantastic.
And, you know, I hope my wife understood that there was nothing sexual about it. Just, I think it's funny.
Yeah.
If a girl would be willing to lick the outside of my ass to win a trip to Las Vegas.
Absolutely.
Or lick anybody's ass. My ass, your ass, Buzz's ass.
Fascinating.
Rob's ass.
Thank you.
Okay. Well, after all of this, Patty, boy, oh boy, you know, I only pray that that guy, what's his name, the guy that gave us a hard time, Matt?
Yes, Matt.
I hope when he's out driving drunk this weekend that he runs over Patty.
Oh, God. But it wasn't totally Patty.
Well, I think a lot of it was.
I really do. I mean, I really don't know.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Patty. Hey, guys, I thought it'd be a better idea if Patty wets the temporary tattoo.
Listen, that's a great idea, but either way, that chick was way too uptight.
I don't know why she was here.
Yeah, it's odd.
Well, I mean, obviously there was, who knows? I mean, who knows what communication went down?
We have a winner. We're going to announce the winner here in a second. I guess you need the timpani, Rob.
Okay.
If you don't mind.
Okay, what?
Hi there, Titty Bar here.
Yeah, dog.
Hey, listen, this whole thing with this girl.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I know Joe's dumb.
Okay.
But, was that Joe? But
yeah, he's screening calls.
Are you, who typed up this nice sheet with the fonts for me?
Joe.
Joe did?
Yep.
Did any of you have contact with this lady?
Yeah, when she first called in, what she said to me was that she wanted to put tattoos on a woman's body. And you had said, all right, put him on hold, let me talk to him. So Joe then talked to her, and I said, tell her that she needs to provide her own girl. And he said, no, she's going to put them on herself. And with that, I said, okay. And then
either way, this nutty broad was sitting in the lobby for 3 hours and 5 minutes today.
And you were saying she's going to put them on her tank.
On her
said
tank.
It more than five times.
I asked her also, I said, after I clarified with Joe what they had discussed, I said, now, are you going to put the tattoos on someone else? And she said, on Don and Mike? And I said, well, let's just see how it goes, but are you going to put them on yourself? And she said, oh, yeah, yeah. I said, okay, that's all I needed to know.
But that could be taken two ways.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, I mean, the English language is not, there's not a specific, you know, are you going to put them on yourself? Yeah, I'm going to put them on Don and Mike.
Yeah, I mean, if she says I'm going to put them on.
You think she was playing a game with you?
I thought it was pretty clear. She said, I'll put them on Don and Mike. And I said, well, we'll see. What are you going
to do? Wait, now we're hearing another story.
You can't say to her, we'll see, because you know, honey, you know that that's never part of this thing, that they would come in and put a tattoo on.
I thought that maybe Mike would want her to lick his chest and...
No, what?
Anyway.
Since when do I do that? Wait a minute. Now the BS is starting to thicken up here.
There is no BS. She said, I'll put them on Don and Mike, and I said, yeah, we'll see how that goes.
Nobody ever told us that. It was always, the premise put to us was, she will put temporary tattoos wherever we want.
On her body, and that's what I clarified with her. That's what Joe clarified.
You just contradicted yourself. You just said something else before that.
Okay, listen, one more time. When she said, I'll put them on Don and Mike, I said, yeah, yeah, well, we'll see how that goes.
Stop! That's wrong.
If you're not gonna let me finish, then I'm hanging up. Are you gonna let me finish?
Well, will you just acknowledge the fact that when she said, "I'm gonna put them on Don and Mike," and you said, "Yeah, yeah," that was wrong.
I said, "Yeah, yeah, we'll see how that goes." That is not a yes. I said,
No. The answer to her when she says that is no.
Right, and she hangs up because we're wrong.
Right.
Because we are wrong. Obviously, you and I, the guys that are doing the show, we are wrong.
Right.
And we don't get told this until the broad comes in here.
I don't know.
Hi.
I did not say...
Wait, you just hung up to come in here and yell in person?
Yes, I did. You guys didn't let me finish. I didn't say, yes, you can put them on Don and Mike. I said, yeah, yeah, as in, brush that off. We'll see how that goes.
Wrong.
Did I just ask if I could finish my sentence?
Well, I mean, but I'm just saying that part is wrong.
There she goes. Oh, did you learn that from your husband?
Happy Memorial Day weekend.
Hey, I don't care who you're marrying. Come in here and clean up this mess. Throw a tantrum. Jesus. Slam a door. I'm the only one allowed to throw a tantrum around here. Jesus.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's going to be a super... Hey, the bottom line is...
we got to win.
I think she probably could have even come in here and put it on her taint, and the sailor would have won anywhere.
Well, I'm telling you, the taint would have been pretty great. It
would have been a nice tie.
Joe, are you going to say anything that's going to get you in worse trouble?
No, just finally, what we're dealing with is a person who has changed their story like 5 different times. It's just a...
Are you talking about Lisa, or you're talking about the contestant?
No, I'm talking...
Oh.
Joe, you can't come in and...
You guys are getting upset because we have a person here who we could not nail down.
Joe, get out! Now I'm mad at you. Get out of here. Jesus. You know, he comes in dropping the F-bomb,
right.
Dropping the C-bomb. God damn.
Wow. I gotta laugh, man. It's so out of control.
Let me ask somebody on hold who heard that.
Yeah.
Pam? Hello? Oh, I can't.
Oh, okay. Now the
I can't put a
gone.
Phone call on the air
phones
because
are blocked.
Everybody hit the delay. Because another one of the retards that's working for us came in and used bad language.
Oh.
Pam, did you hear that?
Yes, I heard that.
What is wrong with the people who work on this show?
They have potty mouths.
it really went out of control.
See, because if you're on hold, mm-hmm. you hear...
Yeah, you can hear. Everything's not deleted. I turned my radio off so that you guys could hear me.
Yeah, you hear pre-delay.
And I heard everything that he said.
I don't know what his problem is. I really don't. I mean...
Get a bar of soap and stick it...
And that's going to probably be... Yeah. You know, to sum up, in the event that somebody can't... If you can't figure out what they're going to do, if you feel like you're getting jerked around, you jettison her. That's what I would do.
You don't bring them in here and put them on the show live. You know, but that's the way it's always worked. We'll just throw them in there, yeah. And you and I will take lemons and, you know, make lemonade.
Yep, absolutely.
So, anyway.
But you know what? The one ray of sunshine here, and I mentioned it before, and I tipped our hand.
Is that we get Tuesday off. And it's only a
Monday
change.
Off.
I changed
Monday.
My mind. Go ahead. Run. I don't care. Run him all day.
Give him
a show every day of the week.
We had two fine contestants.
And after voting, Wayne the Sailor received a 9-0, an 8-5, a 9-9, a 9-0, and a 10-0. Steve, the albino Ray Romano, received... Oh, why should it queue up on time? Steve, the albino Ray Romano, received a 7-5, a 5-0, an 8-8, a 6-7, a 7-0. And that means... Don't you have some cleaning up to do, Lisa?
I got it.
Oh, she did.
Or did you do it?
I did it because I wanted
to. Riley, I hate it when you're hurt.
Sorry, I have a sentence to finish. Or, oh, what?
Oh, now who's calling on the hotline? Hello?
Help in Crisis International accepts donations of used vehicles, which we auction to raise money for needy children. We can be found at www.helpincrisis.org. Thank you.
Or call us here at WJFK.
That was a call on our inside private line.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Well, what's the result? The winner is Wayne.
Wayne.
Yeah.
All right.
That's for the Navy, ladies and gentlemen. Wayne, the guy who drank his own tobacco spit, had a total score of 46.4. Steve, the albino Ray Romano, had a score of 35.0.
You both did a fine job.
Thanks. Patty the Shrew had a score of 0.00.
Yes, Mr. Blutarski.
And that means congratulations, Wayne. You've won a two-night, three-day trip for two to Las Vegas to join the Hooters girls for the 20th anniversary swimsuit pageant with over 100 beautiful Hooters girls. July 8th and 9th, you'll stay at the Paris Resort and Casino. Courtesy of U.S. Airways and Liberty Travel, call 800-269-8079 to get the best vacation package prices. And thank you, my friend.
Thank you. Way to go, Wayne.
Yeah. And for you, Steve,
yeah.
Earth, Wind, and Fire tickets.
Ooh.
At Wolf Trap,
hey.
June 3rd, 8 p.m.
That's
go to tickets.com.
Show,
mm-hmm. And also the autographed copy of Girls Tell All from GirlsTellAll.com. And you both have seen what really goes on during the show.
Yes, we have.
There you go.
Welcome.
Okay, thank you, guys.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks.
See you later.
Yeah, have a great holiday.
Get out.
Yeah.
Great holiday. Couldn't have had a better winner.
He was the great winner. I mean, it was great for everybody in the Navy.
Mm-hmm. So you're not going to clean up just because you didn't get to finish your sentence?
She's already left the suit. Oh, she's on. She's yelling, I'll clean up, I think.
Oh, Rob already cleaned it up.
Well, dirty it back up, Rob.
You know, like,
well, no, it's the principle.
I would have cleaned it up if it...
There you go. Just please clean it up. Thank you.
Over here.
There you go. Look at that.
There you go.
There you go. Lisa, thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks. Thanks.
You're welcome. I never told her she could put them on you.
Okay. Save the date. About a month till she gets married.
Come on and buzz a little, buzz a little, sing a little, sing a little, buzz a little, sing a little, big wish.
Hi, everybody.
Buzz, buzz,
happy
Memorial Day.
Hey, this one's for the record books right here.
I think so. Well, you know, we're really we're screwed on time today. I apologize, Buzz. Well, we'll have two relatively normal segments here. You see, the thing is, Buzz.
Yes.
Someone was supposed to tell me like 4 hours ago that we were going to run late. But never mind.
Whatever.
In a world where owning a radio was strictly forbidden, one man found a way to bring good news to his people.
Buzz, it's me.
He made it up.
Thank God you're here, Buzz.
Hi.
I never mentioned that to you. I'm really glad you're around.
Well, that's really nice.
I tell you, I'm waiting for a story. I'm waiting for the whole show.
You've been waiting for the pygmy story.
I have, Buzz.
It's
time. And your lead story, Buzz, is?
You think our wars are ugly. Wait till you hear about the cannibals versus the pygmies.
There you go. Okay. Now I'm laughing.
I'm looking forward to this.
All right, stay tuned.
Stay tuned. For news and comments.
For news and comments.
Coming up on the Don and Mike Show.
Don and Mike Show. This is very...
No.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
It's a mess.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
The Don and Mike Show.
They'll see you in Toledo. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
It's time for Buzz's new show now.
All right.
Buzz is brought to you by Veramax Sexual Pleasure and Performance Enhancer.
Someone call for a doctor.
It's doctor developed.
Someone call for a doctor.
And it's clinically tested. Veramax works. Get it at Rite Aid, GNC. Other select retailers, try it today. Veramax. 1-888 try VMAX. And now, here's Buzz. I'm starved.
Four?
Pygmy.
Well, hey, grab a fork. Pygmies in the Congo are asking the UN to do something about the enemies that are eating them.
Oh, my God.
They've asked for a United Nations tribunal to try the government and rebel fighters they say are killing and eating pygmies in the northeastern Congo.
Wow.
In the Congo...
I didn't know that type of thing still existed.
Yeah, in the Congo, most people believe that pygmies are less than human. Some people in the Congo believe that eating pygmies will give them magical powers.
Oh, man.
I don't want to say anything about this story, except everybody on this show, except Joe and Lisa, are invited to my house this weekend for my annual pygmy Memorial Day barbecue.
The pygmy roast.
And I know that...
Pygmy. It's what's for dinner.
I know that when you come over, once you smell that human flesh, you're going to say... Don's roasting pygmy again.
Way to go. It's always a special Memorial Day barbecue.
I roast pygmies.
Mm-hmm.
I fry them. Mm-hmm. I barbecue them.
Right. And what are you going to serve?
I smoke them.
You're going to have deviled eggs?
Eyeballs.
Eyeballs, yeah.
Frida makes the best pygmy loaf.
A delicacy.
Yeah, and you've not lived until you've had the morning after.
Yeah.
Cold pygmy.
Yeah.
Oh.
Right. And then when you want to make a pate, of course, you use the pygmy mattock.
And do you use Chef Paul's pygmy seasoning?
Depending.
Essence of pygmy.
Ketchup is good.
Always. There's even a market in the Congo for pygmy flesh. You can buy this.
Oh, my God. What?
Well, they consider them less...
2003!
Less than human, they consider them.
Much cheaper than that one. Oh, you're talking about the year.
The year. I thought we were beyond all that.
I'm telling you. Delish.
I thought it was something you read about in books.
Quoting the pygmy representatives, we have never seen humans hunted and eaten as though they were game animals, as has recently happened. About 600,000 pygmies live in the Congo, which is Africa's third largest country, and it's just coming out of a 4.5-year civil war. So there's that.
Who wants a breast? Who wants a leg?
Don't hunt me. Don't hunt me.
Come here, I want to pour a bottle of barbecue sauce on you.
No.
Come here.
I'm a pygmy. Leave me alone.
Get on my spigot.
Help me. Ow.
Pygmies are people, too.
Ow.
A person's a person, no matter how small.
There you go.
So says you. Wait until you taste my pygmy jambalaya this weekend, bud.
Oh, fantastic.
You'll be talking out the other side of your mouth.
Did SARS come from outer space?
SARS!
Some scientists think so, according to Reuters News Service. While some researchers think the disease came from some unknown animal in southern China, a few British scientists think it came from the stratosphere.
No, it came from pygmies.
Quoting one...
There you go again. Just so you're trying to drive that price down.
Quoting one believer in space, it's a very strong possibility. He says there are too many puzzling aspects to the disease. But quoting another scientist, I think it's completely nuts. The scientist who thinks SARS...
Speaking of which...
...might have come from space...
Pygmy nuts are great.
Really?
The testicles are really a delicacy.
Yeah, and I like it when you serve them on a plate with toothpicks.
Are you serving any nuggets?
SARS, pygmies,
the scientist...
Space.
The scientists who think SARS might have come from space also believe that's where life on Earth originated.
To boldly go where no pygmy has never gone before.
So keep that in mind.
Pygmies in space.
Some people might be pleased to know that scientists in China now believe that SARS came from cats.
SARS!
But not from having cats.
Midnight, and the kittens are playing.
You have to blame everything on that musical, don't you?
Some people believe, some scientists in China who are researching this, believe that scientists, or the SARS rather, came from cats, but not from owning cats, from eating cats.
They're great with pygmies.
Civet cats, which actually look kind of like raccoons, are a delicacy for some Chinese.
I'll take a pygmy and Siamese on rye.
Man, that is great pygmy, and it's great cat.
People in China are being told, hey, you got pygmy in my cat.
You got cat in my pygmy.
Be kind of a cat pygmy cordon bleu.
I'll take a P&P to go.
People in China...
Pygmy and pussy?
I knew that was coming.
People in China are being told to only eat cats that are raised in a controlled environment, not the ones that are caught in the wild.
Buzz, we got some guy on the phone who says he has breaking news.
Oh, dear. But Anna?
Hello.
Annika?
Don?
Yeah.
Mike?
Yeah.
Buddies, Hey, Buzzy, did you hear anything about that barricade situation down in Edgewater here in Annapolis?
That what?
A barricade?
Yeah, some guy barricaded himself into his house. They had, like, some little small street blocked off.
This is like something that you would see, like, on Eyewitness News with breaking news. Yeah.
You know, we
breaking
put this
news.
Guy on hold. I can make sure and give him Mike Buchanan's number.
All right, well, I heard the guy was dead. I was just wondering if the cop shot him or he killed himself.
Well, I hear he was stockpiling pygmies in his house.
Well,
and he had thousands of cats.
He was dead. Dead good.
Okay, goodbye. That wasn't
thank you
really,
for the call.
That wasn't really breaking news. I apologize.
No, dollar six for you, sir.
Sorry.
The SARS-related travel warnings for Hong Kong and China, China's Guangdong province, have been lifted.
Pygmy SARS.
Guangdong?
No, Guangdong.
Oh.
Guangdong. The Guangdong province.
Guangdong SARS.
Guangdong pygmy.
It's the travel warning for that area has been lifted from the United Nations World Health Organization. The area is now back down to fewer than 10 new cases a day, and the epidemic there seems to be under control.
What am I in the mood for, cat or pygmy tonight?
But, quoting one official, we cannot let our guard down until this disease is put back in a box.
Zami G, pygmy testicle. So, sorry.
Sweet and sour pygmy.
Oh, that's good. Mugu guy pygmy.
They certainly can't let down their guard in Canada, where the travel warning was lifted over a week ago.
Pygmy and broccoli.
Four new apparent cases have just been reported in Toronto.
Kung Pao pygmy.
Hello, Domino's. John here. Large, cheese, pepperoni, and thinly sliced pygmy.
We're all out of the pygmy, sir, but we can let you have cat.
Never mind, I'll call the Chinese place. Chinese place, hello, Don here.
Hello.
Yes. General Cho's pygmy, please.
Coming right up. You want orange pygmy, too? Pygmy spring roll.
Pygmy pistachio.
And crispy fried cat.
Quoting a UN official on SARS, as long as this disease exists anywhere, it's a threat everywhere.
SARS.
Now,
SARS.
Now you can feel, smell, and wear clothing worn by Britney Spears. The 21-year-old has donated 170 personal items, including more than 60 stage costumes, for an auction that opened yesterday.
I'm wearing them right now, Buzz.
Congratulations.
That's why you wanted that lady to lick the tattoo on you.
Lick it. Go ahead, lick it.
Quoting her, it was hard to part with some of the things, but it's for a good cause.
It's hard to part.
Proceeds will benefit the Britney Foundation, which runs a camp for kids who want to be performers.
Don't tell me they're just like letting the audience just stand out there like that. Oh, my God. Okay.
You know, it's great when we really have a real tape sometimes, because we always goof around.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But it's nice. This is really Britney Spears.
Let's hurry, y'all. Seriously. This is retarded. They told me they were going to do a vamp. Oh, no. What are they doing? Oh, my vamp is destroyed. My groove. I thought they were going to... I know, well, I'm just not going to just stand out there. I thought they were going to f***ing bam.
Language.
Okay, thanks.
Hey, what happened?
The Britney Spears Foundation provides implants for kids who can't afford them.
She's a nice girl.
For little girls who can't afford big fake boobs.
Also up for ears, the mouse ears Britney wore on the new Mickey Mouse Club.
Ears.
So there's that.
Ears.
That idiot.
You know what's great, Buzz?
What's great?
Pygmy ears.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
Man.
Because you can use them with dip.
You can't.
A little tougher use them like than calamari.
Use them like potato skins.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I get it.
Okay. You get a couple of pygmies, you cut their ears off, and then you fill it with chive and sour cream.
Cheddar.
It's good. And if you get some of those bacon bits, to die for, a good pygmy ear.
And you can, you know, get some pasta in the house, you can have a nice pygmy mac.
And don't let them fool you.
What?
Once you clean the boogers out, pygmy nose is really a delicacy.
That is where we part company, my friend.
Well, Mike, you got to be adventurous.
I understand.
What you do is you fill the left nostril, like with blue cheese, and you fill the right nostril with cheddar.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
And then you do a little fondue on top of it.
It's a party in your mouth, and everybody wants to come.
It's pygmy-rific. Buzz, we got a break.
Okay, then.
You started this with the pygmy story.
I know.
Eating pygmies. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Natasha, I hate to interrupt. It's all been so incredibly fascinating and entertaining and instructive. Really, the time has just flown by.
The Don and Mike Show.
Is anyone listening?
Two of God's little brown gems, Don and Mike.
Here's all I have to say.
Hey, what happened?
I don't know. Wednesday, yes, we're giving away a trip or two to Las Vegas, another Vegas vacation.
Ooh. All right, what would you do?
Not the same contest we did today. Trip to Las Vegas to see UFC Meltdown. That's the Ultimate Fighting Championship.
Oh, wow.
UFC, love UFC. Friday, June 6th, live in Vegas on pay-per-view at 10 p.m. Chuck Liddell... And Liddell, Little, takes on Randy Couture. Let me just say Chuck takes on Randy.
Fair Chuck enough. And Randy.
For the interim UFC light heavyweight title. Call Cox Cable to order. It's a trip to Vegas.
Yeah.
Giving it away Wednesday. Right before Donald Rumsfeld takes over.
Woolery against Travis.
And now here is Buzz. Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Don and Mike. Well, that idiot from Jackass has been arrested again.
Steve-O?
Steven Glover, also known as Steve-O, was arrested in Sweden after admitting he'd swallowed a condom full of marijuana. The ex-TV personality was busted Thursday during a police raid on his hotel room in Stockholm. He was there for a live show. He claims he swallowed the condom as another one of his wacky stunts.
Now, isn't pot legal, or is it Amsterdam I'm thinking
Amsterdam
of?
Amsterdam you're thinking of. It's
gotcha.
Quite different in Sweden.
Claims it was a stunt?
Yeah, claims it was a stunt.
I don't think so.
You coined that phrase.
Yeah, I did.
Cops found...
Hey, what happened?
Cops found ecstasy and more pot in his room, so much for the stunt theory. So...
Hey, how do those guys do those crazy things?
Steve-O could face charges of narcotics smuggling as well as possession, and Sweden has one of the toughest anti-drug laws in Europe.
Charge it.
Over the weekend, a judge will decide if he should stay in jail while prosecutors prepare their case. If there's anything I can do to help. Al Pacino wants Beverly D'Angelo to have her head examined. D'Angelo, who played the wife in the National Lampoon Vacation movies, is the mother of Pacino's 2-year-old twins. Pacino and D'Angelo were lovers who never got married. It's just as well, because now they're ex-lovers fighting for child custody.
Now, we asked Al Pacino his comments on Beverly D'Angelo.
I'd like to hear this.
Al?
Why'd I get mixed up with that bitch?
Al?
Because she got a great ass!
Wow.
And you got your head all the way up it!
Plenty of room in there.
Jesus. Ferocious, aren't I?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think of asses.
Yes, Beverly's.
Woman's ass.
Yes, Beverly. Al. D'Angelo's.
Yeah. Something comes out of me.
Al wants Beverly to see a shrink because he says her moods and behavior are erratic. He thinks it might be postpartum depression.
That's right.
Quoting a source, Al wants to know if Beverly's mentally sound enough to care for two small babies. In court yesterday, Pacino's lawyer said she makes us feel we're in the baby rental business. Every hour Al wants with a child, she wants more money. Pacino spends $25,000 a month on four nannies.
Four nannies?
Four of them.
Four nannies?
Four nannies.
Too many.
Wow. It's for round-the-clock service.
That's like a sitcom.
Yeah, wouldn't that be great?
Oh, hi, Buzz.
Hi, Fran.
We're four of us. Are you kidding me? She's got to have her head examined, because she's got a great ass.
Could you imagine that? Four Fran Deschers.
Oh, my
Fran
God.
Fran Dreschers.
Four nannies.
Hey, Nanny, guess what we're having to eat?
You're having pig meat. Yum, yum. And a dessert, you're having cat. Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Fran. Oh, God. It's all in who you want to believe. Whitney Houston and husband Bobby Brown were in Las Vegas earlier this week for last night's VH1 Divas Duets concert.
Yeah.
You can't say that without me thinking of that girl that is on
Mad TV.
Mad TV. Yeah. With the same guy. I think it's Aries Spears. I think that's the name of the guy.
Yeah.
That's Bobby Brown. They do the funniest bit. It
now,
is great.
Without even knowing what the story is,
uh-huh.
I'll tell you that last night, I was flipping around,
okay,
as I'm often wont to do, and I came upon the VH1 channel.
Right.
And was Stevie Wonder.
Huh.
And I thought, oh, I like Stevie Wonder.
Right.
I'm going to watch this. And one by one, the girls came out and sang with him. Jewel came out and sang with him. Beyonce came out and sang with him. Mm-hmm. And then Whitney came out and sang with him.
How'd she look?
Coked up, hagged out.
Mm-hmm.
And her voice
is gone.
Was,
oh dear,
absolutely, without question, bottomed out. Stevie Wonder is singing, mm-hmm. and her part really, I can't tell you how raspy, mm-hmm. how it was. You are the sunshine of my life.
Wow.
Let's hear it for Stevie Wonder. The great Stevie Wonder.
You know, you hear every now and then that she's going to, you know, dump him mm-hmm. and move on, but doesn't look good.
Yeah.
Well, see, she had a rough week, apparently. Restaurant workers at the Bellagio Hotel tell the local paper that Whitney made a public spectacle and looked, quote, completely trashed.
Yeah.
Fox News reports that Houston was at the AAA Ear, Nose, and Throat Clinic yesterday with a bloody nose. A spokeswoman confirms there was a checkup but denies the bleeding. She also denies the restaurant story, saying Whitney had an early night.
Hi, this is Bobby Brown. Yeah. I'm chilling down here with the two fat men.
Way to go,
hey,
buddy.
What happened?
Yeah, what happened?
Anyway, you know, it's too bad.
Yeah.
Because Whitney Houston's a piece of ass.
And one of the greatest.
And very talented.
I mean, really, I think one of the greatest voices I ever heard.
Very talented.
That's amazing.
Yeah. You know who they fixed up real good?
Ooh.
And if you've seen her new video, they really fixed her up?
Ooh.
Snaggletooth.
Oh, really? Jewel?
Jewel's got a video.
I like Charlie Broyhill was telling me he loves the new Jewel song.
Yeah. Well, who cares about the song? Watch the video.
They fix her teeth?
No, but. She's wearing like a bustier, and she's got on fishnet stockings.
That's okay.
Poking fun at Britney, I think. Yeah.
Well, yeah, kind of. She's trying to make fun of Britney, but,
right.
But
looking
Jewel,
pretty hot. Yeah.
Jewel's a piece of ass.
Oh, it always has been.
Yeah. I'd like to polish that jewel.
Yeah.
I'd like to rub that jewel.
Mm-hmm. Well, the numbers are in, and it's official. Fox has just won its first May Sweeps ratings race.
I had to clean that jewel.
And the advertiser coveted 18 to 49-year-old age group.
Lick that jewel.
So, rub out the jewel.
It's the first time in Fox history it's beaten the other networks in that particular contest. And Fox has American Idol to thank, of course. 38 million people were watching this year's finale. And
I'm a fine Sabian.
And despite the confusion in host Ryan Seacrest...
That made no sense, Rob.
It was about ratings.
Oh, I got your ratings.
Now get me Sabian!
Okay, now I'm with you.
Fox says Ruben Studdard was the clear winner and that there will be no recount, and the same holds true for the ratings.
And you know, yesterday we had a guy call us and say the part about how it started it. Ryan, dumbass, said,
Seacrest, yeah,
said
right.
First it was 130,000,
right.
Then it was 1,300, then it was mm-hmm. 13,000. All I know is that last night on Access Hollywood,
uh-huh.
it was the lead story where they showed, first Ryan Seacrest said, 130,000.
Right.
Then he said, 13,000. Then he said, 1,300.
But he's still getting his talk show.
Yeah.
Fox said the fault was on the teleprompter, that the wrong number was on the teleprompter, the first mistake, and that the second mistake, someone handed him a card that also had wrong information on it. So they're taking the blame off of him and putting it on unnamed staff members.
And then they had a... and that's what's great about this show. They're not unnamed.
Yeah.
We know their names.
Yeah, Fox won't give names.
And I saw on Access Hollywood, they showed Ruben celebrating after his victory. He ate 17 pygmies.
Wow.
17 whole pygmies.
Bob Hope turns 100 in 6 days. We wish him the best. In sports, Annika Sorenstam has parred the 16th hole and remains 5 over par in the second round of the Colonial.
Mm.
Projected cut is currently 1 over par.
Well, she got a couple of holes.
And finally...
Wait, how old is that?
Pretty fresh.
Because, I mean, it's 5 or 7. They've got to be done. It's
as of the commercial, she's right? Got a couple of holes.
She's just parred the 16th hole and is 5 over par. Yeah, that's
right.
Where we are.
Okay. So she's got 2 holes left.
That's fresh.
Bless her heart.
Finally, sexual repression can lead to some pretty bizarre behavior. Witness the Monsignor of a Byzantine church who attended a church conference this month at a resort in Ohio. They say he was drunk and wearing nothing but a shirt and one sock when he pulled the hotel fire alarm, the Monsignor. He then proceeded to grope the private parts of resort workers and even the cops who showed up to get things under control.
He Monsignor Jughead.
Groped them as well. Police say that Monsignor was also yelling to anyone who would listen, suck my C.
Oh.
I'm Buzz Burbank. You can isolate that if you want. On the Don and Mike Show.
We will.
No!
Oh, how about that?
No.
Buzz came to play today. Got pygmies and sucked my C.
He was rocking and rolling.
Have a great and very safe Memorial Day, everybody. We'll be back on Monday with the new episode. Oh, you got it already? Oh.
Suck my C.
Yeah. Good day to you, sir.
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 All right, Rusty.
Throw a pygmy on the Barbie.
Okay.
BM.
Either Tim, Sabian.
Till we meet again. This is Sammy Davis Jr. saying, be kind, be nice, and I hope the next performer has the pleasure of having as nice an audience as you've been tonight. And let me leave you swinging.